Hello and welcome to Lake Elsinore, California, here at Lake Elsinore Diamond. We are back as we continue the second half for your Fresno Grizzlies 2023 California League schedule. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for game one of three Friday night baseball here at Lake Elsinore, California, where the Storm take on the Grizzlies in game one of three. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming in with a record of 49-32. They are 13-2 in the second half. Both records the best in the California League North Division and also in all of the California League. And your Fresno Grizzlies, who won 10 straight Sundays now in a row, they beat the San Jose Giants on July 9th, 1-0. They have now won 13 of 15 to start the second half, 16-3 in their last 19 games, 26-6 in their last 32. Your Fresno Grizzlies have been on a tear, and they look to continue their hot winning ways tonight against the Lake Elsinore Storm, who come in with a record of 38-40. The Storm are 6.5 games back overall behind the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in the California League South Division standings. They are 7-8 in the second half. It's a three-way tie for second place, two games back of the Inland Empire 66ers in the California League South Division. So the Storm looking to try to get back on the right track as they take on the Fresno Grizzlies. And this is the second time these two teams have met up this year. The Grizzlies took 5 out of 6 from the Storm. A lot of one-run wins back at Chukchansey Park just over a month ago. We will only play 3 games to start the second half right here in Lake Elsinore between the Grizzlies and the Storm. So it should be a great series overall as these two teams continue their schedule. The last time the Grizzlies were here in Lake Elsinore was game one of the 2022 California League Championship Series, where they unfortunately fell to the Lake Elsinore Storm 13-2, but the Grizzlies back and looking to stay on the right track. We have a great pitching matchup as well, as the Grizzlies will give the ball to the left-hander Caleb Franzen, a 2-2 record, a 4.50 ERA. Franzen, he has been the Tuesday starter for Fresno throughout the first half, so he was the guy that got the ball in the first game of the majority of the series, but now he will now be the Friday starter for Fresno, and he will get the ball this evening. Again, a 2-2 record, a 4.50 ERA for the Portland product. Well, on the other side, the Storm go to the right-hander Henry Williams, one of the top prospects in the Padres system, a 1-4 record, a 5.16 ERA, but Williams has taken a turn for the better over his past couple of starts, and he gets the ball this evening. So it should be a great pitching matchup between two very good pitchers in the left-hander in Franzen and the right-hander in Williams. As we said, Friday night baseball here in Lake Elsinore at Lake Elsinore Diamond. We're at 500 Diamond Drive, Lake Elsinore, California, for the Grizzlies and the Storm. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies manager Steve Solis, and it was great catching up with the skipper. We talked about how his All-Star break went, what he did for a couple days. We also talked about how the recent Grizzlies have been playing, which include their hot streak and a couple players who have helped along the way, including number 16 prospect Dion Jorge and infielder Skylar Messenger. We also talked about his old stomping grounds right here where he played against the Lake Elsinore Storm, and we also talked about his time at Watertown, his first stop in minor league baseball, and how the development of players, including when he played nowadays, have really helped these players grow. And their goal, of course, is to get to Denver and play for the Colorado Rockies. Our pregame guest is manager Steve Solis. We come back right after this break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. We'll be back.
It's the Chukchansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChukchanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Yeah.
interview with Grizzlies manager Steve Solis in 3, 2, 1. Nice talk with you after the All-Star break. Steve Solis, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, so how was your All-Star break? Welcome back.
It was good. You know, we ended there playing pretty well, and I was joking with the coaching staff that, you know, although we want the break and you need the break from time to time, it was one of those things where you're like, it was bittersweet because I didn't want it to interfere with any momentum. But the guys had a good workout today. We looked to pick up right where we left off. As far as my break, went home, spent some time with a little one, you know, went to a water park and got sunburned, but it was fun.
Yeah, that looks like a great time as well, too. But it is very hot here in Lake Elsinore, too. But this is kind of an old stomping ground for you. You were talking about that as you walked in.
Yeah, I told the guys on this team, I said, hey, you know how old the stadium is? I played here in 1995, I believe. Wow. So, yeah, this stadium's been here for a while. It brings back some old memories, distant memories. But it's one of those things that it's nice to share with the group that, you know, hey, this isn't a brand-new facility, and you guys need to appreciate it while you can.
You know, and then we also had some stops too at Watertown. I don't know if you knew this, but on their Wikipedia page, you're actually named as one of the notable alumni with Sean Casey and a lot of other guys, Jay Buhner as well. How does that make you feel?
Well, I don't know about notable, but you got names like Sean Casey and Jay Buhner. I'm not so sure that I belong up there, but nonetheless, just to find that out right now, it's obviously humbling. It's something that I can tell my kid about, and it's something that, you know, I don't take for granted.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of stops in minor league baseball, and we've seen a lot of guys get promoted, too. We've seen guys like Yankiel Fernandez go a couple steps this year. Jordan Beck got called up, too. We've had Ryan Ritter and Felix Ramirez. So how important is it for each guy when they do get called up to continue their development, but at the same time, too, how rewarding is it as a manager when you see those guys get those call-ups?
Yeah, ultimately, that's what this is all about. You know, you try to, you know, preach, and you do preach winning at every level, and winning here in Fresno is important, not just for our own development, but the fans and the community in Fresno. That being said, you know, the ultimate goal is for these guys to play in Denver.
Yeah.
And part of that is the climb up the ladder, you know, whether it's from here to Spokane to Hartford, and ultimately to, you know, Albuquerque and Denver. So it's always rewarding. You know, you see the guys put in the hard work, the showing up at 12 o'clock, the Ryan Ritter show up at 12 o'clock, take ground balls, turn double plays, and hone his skills. And then when they get rewarded with the promotion, it's always nice to see, and it's rewarding as a coach as well.
You know, then, of course, we had the draft that recently came up, and probably a couple of those guys joining us in the near future as well, too. But with the second half now here, you know, what is your biggest goal for yourself, but also for this team as well?
Well, you know, the goal is always the same. You know, show up every day, work hard, play hard, improve as individuals, and win games as a team. So that's not going to change, and, you know, and ultimately, you know, the second half brings upon, you know, what is it, 51 more games?
Yeah.
We look at each day as a new day on the calendar, you know, so I'm not trying to look at next week or even tomorrow. We're looking at the task at hand, and that's a game tonight against the Lake Elsinore Storm. So the message to the guys is always is the same as it was in April and May when we were in Scottsdale. You know, show up every day, get ready to work, improve as individuals and as a team, play to win a ball game.
And this team has played really well as of late. What do you think has been the big thing? I mean, they've been working their tails off.
I think, you know, and what I've been telling the coaching staff is, you know, we hammer them early. You know, and when I say hammer them, you know, we ride them early on all the basic fundamentals of playing the game, both individually and as a team. It starts in Scottsdale and spring training, you know, and we don't let anything slip or slide, you know, whether it's lining up on a relay, using both hands when you're scooping up a non-moving ball as a catcher, how to take a tag at second base, all the little nuances of playing the game. You kind of hammer that home, how we're going to run the bases, how we're going to play the game. And now we're seeing the fruits of that labor. You know, I'm not saying that we're not coaching as much, but we're able to just let them play and, you know, reaping the benefits of the last two, three months of hard work. I think these guys are just playing loose. They're playing decisive, and their athleticism is showing it, and you're seeing it on the baseball field with wins.
Yeah, let's talk about, too, a couple newcomers as well, including the number 16 prospect in the Rockies system, Dion Jorge. How do you like that kid and leading off tonight for us?
Yeah, you know, at first glance, you know, I heard a lot about his defensive skills, and they're, you know, as advertised, you know, he's got a good glove, he's smooth hands, he's got strong arm, range is good. For a young kid out there, shortstop, he does a really nice job. What I'm surprised about, and I didn't know anything about him, was the at-bats that he's been putting forward. And I'm not talking about the results. I'm talking about just the way he takes his at-bats. They look pretty professional. He works in at-bat. He doesn't expand the zone too often. So he's as advertised, and I'm very excited to have him.
And, of course, too, he's on a 5-game hit streak, too. But another guy that we just added, too, that's really helped out with speed and also fielding, and an older guy as well, is Daniel Amaral.
Yeah, he brings a different element to this team. You know, he's a scrappy player. Like you mentioned, he's a little older, so he's been around. He's got some experience. he has the speed element, so he's really teaching some of these kids what to look for, how to take your lead, how to get a moving start, how to get a jump. So he's added an extra element on the bases to the team, and it's been contagious. And what you've seen over the last couple of weeks is a complete team now. We're, you know, we have a little bit of batter's box offense. We're driving the ball here and there, but we are scoring even when we're not driving the ball. That's a testament to what Daniel's brought, you know, from a base ran aspect. We're going first to third. We're stealing some bases. We're able to hit and run every now and then now. And it's a lot of fun to be a part of an offense when you're doing like that. You become less stagnant. You're not reliant just on the doubles and triples and homers. We can create offense with our legs, and that's what we've been doing, and Daniel's a big part of that.
And the last guy I want to bring up offensively is Skylar Messenger. We had a great week in San Jose. We've had a great past month and a half. We've talked about it a couple times. Talk about Skylar's development.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's – you know, I always tell people this. You are not going to outwork Skylar Messenger, whether it's defensively, in the batter's box, on the bases. This guy has a work ethic second to none. So you start with that. You know, that's the foundation. He's made a little tweak in the batter's box. He's standing a little more upright. Before, he was a little bit wide and squatty. He's a little more upright, and it's given him the freedom to recognize pitches and allow his athleticism to take over in the batter's box. And since he's done that, I don't know, it's been the better part of a month and a half. He's really taken off, and I tell people all the time that since the change and the tweak in the batter's box, he looks very hitterish, and it's something that he has ran with. He's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Well, Steve, I appreciate it, and I'm glad you're back in your own stopping grounds. Let's go get three W's this week.
Let's start with one.
I like that.
All right, thanks. I'll talk to you later.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore, California, here at Lake Elsinore Diamond for Friday night baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Lake Elsinore Storm. Game one of three between the California League North Division, the California League South Division, the Single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies, and the San Diego Padres. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and boy, we have a great matchup for you. It's the reigning California League champion, Lake Elsinore Storm, and your current first place in 2023 in the California League, Fresno Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies at 49-32, 13-2 here in the second half. And as you just heard from our manager, Steve Solis, the Grizzlies right now, their goal, one game at a time, and that's all it's been so far. And we thank Steve Solis for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to the skipper of your Grizzlies. Now it's time for the starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies at 49-32 overall, 13-2 in the second half. Both records, the best in the California League and also the California League North Division. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing shortstop, number four, Dion Jorge. Batting second, the first baseman, number three, Bryant Betancourt. Batting third, the third baseman, number five, Skylar Messenger. Batting fourth, the DH, number two, Jamari Baylor. Batting fifth at second base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth in center field, number one, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh, the catcher, number seven, Cody Huff. Batting eighth, the right fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 25, Daniel Amaral. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 26, Caleb Franzen. A 2-2 record, a 4.50 ERA. So once again for your Grizzlies will be Jorge, Betancourt, Messenger, Baylor, Andy Perez, Bugarin, Huff, Andrews Jr., Amaral, Franzen on the bump. And the starting line now for the Lake Elsinore Storm, the hometown team. They are 38-40 overall, which is third place in the California League South Division, 6.5 games back of Rancho Cucamonga. They are 7-8 in the second half. They are tied for second place, 2 games back of the Inland Empire 66ers, a 3-way tie with Visalia and Rancho Cucamonga. Their starting lineup will have left fielder Kai Murphy, followed by the right fielder, number 10, Tyler Robertson. Samuel Zavala, the center fielder, he bats third. Batting fourth will be the DH, number 12, Ethan Salas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 39, Griffin Dorshing. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 19, Oswaldo Linares. Batting seventh, the shortstop, number 21, Roseman Verdugo. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 22, Wyatt Hoffman. And batting ninth, the third baseman, number 33, Devin Ortiz. Let's go do the national anthem, and we'll give you the lineups when we come back. A great national anthem to get us set for Friday Night Baseball here in Lake Elsinore, California at Lake Elsinore Diamond. Let's go back through the starting lineup for the Lake Elsinore Storm under manager Pete Zamora. He is actually still on his All-Star break, so he'll be filled in by bench coach Ginaldo Pozo. His lineup will be left fielder number 1, Kai Murphy. Batting second, the right fielder number 10, Tyler Robertson. Batting third in center field number 2, Samuel Zavala. Batting fourth at DH, number 12, Ethan Salas. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, number 39, Griffin Dorshing. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 19, Oswaldo Linares. Batting seventh will be the shortstop, number 21, Roseman Verdugo. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 22, Wyatt Hoffman. And batting ninth, the third baseman, number 33, Devin Ortiz. And on the bump for the Lake Elsinore Storm is the right-hander, number 50, Henry Williams, a 1-4 record, a 5.16 ERA. So once again, for the Storm, it'll be Murphy, Robertson, Zavala, Salas, Dorshing, Linares, Verdugo, Hoffman, Ortiz, and Williams on the bump. Our home plate umpire this evening is Jared Dwersen. Over on the bases is Tim Barreras. The Grizzlies, they are in their gray uniforms this evening with the red number in the back. They have the black cap with the red bill, the California Bear flag on top of that red and black cap. While the Storm, they're in their white uniform, Storm ring across the front, a little bit of black on the shoulders as well. They have the black and red numbers on the back with a little bit of white as well. They're wearing their black caps with a red bill just like the Grizzlies, but they have the Storm eyes on top of that black cap. Dion Jorge will lead things off against Henry Williams as he strides to the plate, and we're almost ready for baseball here in Lake Elsinore. Welcome back from the All-Star break. The Grizzlies at 49-32, they're looking for win number 50 right here at Lake Elsinore Diamond. From the full windup, Henry Williams, Dion Jorge, here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it is a fastball called a strike on the outside part of the plate. And we are underway this evening. 90 degrees outside, clear skies, 6 mile per hour winds that vary from left to right. As the next pitch is a ball, and the count now 1-1. So again, 90 degrees, clear skies, 6 mile per hour winds out from left field to right. As that next pitch is in there for a strike, the count now 1-2 to Deon Jorge, who's batting .345. No homers, an .801 OPS for Jorge. Here comes the next pitch, and Jorge takes called strike 3, and Williams starts his evening with a backward strikeout. One batter, one out, and here comes the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt. So Jorge looks at 3 straight pitches. Jorge had come in with a 5-game hit streak, the longest by any Grizzlies batter. But now Bryant Betancourt, one of the most dangerous hitters over the past month for Fresno, strides in. And the first pitch is inside to the first baseman. The count at 1-0. First pitch tonight, just over 7:15 p.m., as here comes the 1-0 to Betancourt, and that is a high pop-up, and it's just going to go to the left of us, and the count now at 1-1. First pitch tonight is 7:19 p.m., as the crowd, some applause for some fans making the play. 7:19 p.m. for first pitch. Here comes the 1-1 to Bryant Betancourt. And Betancourt looks at a ball low. And the count of 2-1 to Betancourt. He's batting .250. He has 1 homer, a .663 OPS. As Williams gets ready, here comes the next pitch. And that is fouled off and it's just going to go to the left of us again. And the count now at 2-2. Another good pitch there to Betancourt from Williams. Williams wears number 50 on the back of his white jersey. And here comes his 2-2 offering now to Betancourt. And that is swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch. And just like that, back-to-back strikeouts for Williams. Two away, and here comes the third baseman in Skyler Messenger. And as you heard on our pregame show from Steve Solis, Messenger changed a little bit of his batting stance at the plate, has become more of a hitterish player, according to Solis. And Messenger has really showed it. He just missed out on Player of the Week this past week. As Messenger fly ball out to center field. This should be playable, though, for the center fielder Zavala. Zavala is there. He will reach up and make the catch. And that ends the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Henry Williams. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore Diamond here in Lake Elsinore, California for Friday Night Baseball, Game 1 of 3 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Lake Elsinore Storm. Caleb Franzen will battle Kai Murphy, who's batting .281 as he strides to the plate. A lefty-lefty matchup. As Franzen from the full windup, here comes the pitch. And it's a fastball grooved in there for a strike and the count at 0-1. Franzen, a 2-2 record, a 4.50 ERA as the 0-1's in there for another called strike, and it's quickly 0-2 to Kai Murphy, who has three homers this year, 25 RBI, a 760 OPS. Here comes the 0-2 from Franzen to Murphy. Franzen winds and deals. Here's the pitch. Low in the dirt. Good stop there from Cody Huff. The count at 1-2. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chukchansi Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Disturbed's Battle Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Here comes the 1-2, and that is just low. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChukchansiGold.com. You must be 21. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Ground ball to the shortstop, Jorge, and it bounces off of him, and Murphy will reach. Tough play right there for Jorge. The last second, the ball bounced up on him off his chest, and just like that, the leadoff man is on. As Tyler Robertson will stride to the plate here in the bottom of the first inning. So now Robertson to the plate. Just joining the Storm. We did not see him the last time the Storm were in town. Here comes the pitch from Franzen. And that's a high fly ball to center field. But Bugarin is right there, and he will make the catch for the first out. So Murphy reaches, and then Robertson flies out. It goes F8, so one out. And here comes the center fielder in Samuel Zavala. By the way, it is a fielding error for Kai Murphy reaching on the Dion Jorge. So Murphy reaches on the Jorge error. It goes E6, so the first error tonight. So runner at first, one out. And here's Samuel Zavala. So it'll be a check on Robertson. He's back safely. So one out. So Zavala batting 257, 8 homers, and 815 OPS. A very dangerous hitter in this lineup. Here comes the pitch from Franzen. Swung on and missed. Good pitch. Challenging the bat of Zavala in the outside part of the plate. And the count at no balls and one strike. Here in the bottom of the first, no score between the Storm and the Grizzlies. Here comes the next pitch from Franzen. He winds and deals, and that ball is lifted high in the air. This is going to be the shallow left field now towards the third baseline and in foul territory. Skyler Messenger is there, and he will make the catch for the second out. So it goes P5 in foul territory, two away. And here comes the DH, Ethan Salas, the reigning California League Player of the Week. Ethan Salas had his first career home run in Fresno at Chukchansi Park. And Franzen's first pitch to Salas is a line drive, base hit to right field. First pitch swinging. Andrews Jr. is there. And that ball thrown in quickly. Salas now 1-for-1 with a single right there. Murphy up to second. First hit of tonight's contest. It goes off the bat of Ethan Salas. So runners at first and second with two outs. And here comes Griffin Dorsching, the first baseman, a very powerful hitter, bats fifth in their lineup. And now Franzen going to work out of a little bit of trouble here in the bottom of the first. By the way, a little bit earlier, we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the pitch to Dorsching, and that is a line drive, base hit to right center. This should score a run, and it's 1-0 Storm. Salas rounds third. He will come in. There'll be no throw to the plate. 2-0 on the RBI double from Griffin Dorsching. So the double by Dorsching, two RBIs. Salas scores all the way from first. Kai Murphy comes in to score. And just like that, the second hit brings in two runs. Now runner at second with two outs, and here's Oswaldo Linares, another newcomer to the Storm lineup. Dorsching, two RBI right there. Scores Salas, scores Murphy. Here comes the pitch from Franzen, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Franzen, three pitches, fastball, slider, changeup. Lots of movement in all three. He will come set. Here comes his 0-1 pitch to Linares, and that is swung on a miss. Quickly, 0-2. Linares has 7 RBI this year, no homers, a 629 OPS. We did not see Linares the last time these two teams met at Chukchansey Park, where the Grizzlies took 5 out of 6. Here comes the 0-2 from Franzen as he comes set. And that is a fly ball out to right center field. Bugrin, a long run. He won't get there, off the wall. Extra bases for Linares. That will score Dorshing. 3-0 Storm. Back-to-back doubles with 2 outs for Lake Elsinore, and they quickly have a 3-0 lead. It's an RBI double from Linares. Third hit of the inning, all with 2 outs. Another run as well. Runner at second, 2 away still, and here's Roseman Verdugo, the shortstop. And quickly, all of a sudden, Franzen in a little bit of trouble here with 2 outs. That 0-2 pitch catching way too much of the plate. Here's the pitch, and that is in the dirt. The count at 1-0. All 4 games in the California League underway. We're in the bottom of the first, 3-0. Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. Dorshing and Linares back-to-back doubles with 2 outs. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a line drive deep to left field, but foul. The count now at 1-1 as Verdugo wanted all bit of that. That would have been his third homer if it would have stayed fair. Instead, the count now at 0-1 to him. As the Grizzlies now trailing 3-0, here's the pitch, fouled off. Quickly 0-2 now to Verdugo. Verdugo batting .240, a .690 OPS. 2 homers, he's got 37 RBI. One of the top prospects in the Padres system. There are 6 top 30 prospects playing for Lake Elsinore. And that pitch is just inside. Good spot right there from Franzen. Count now at 2-2. The first pitch was a ball, so it's 2-2. Here comes the pitch from Franzen. And that is called strike 3 on the inside part of the plate. Verdugo not happy with the call. He will talk to the home plate umpire and Jared Dwersen. It comes up empty, but instead the Storm take a 3-0 lead thanks to 2 2-out doubles. 3-0 as we head to the top of the second. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore Diamond here in Lake Elsinore, California. We're in the top of the second inning, 3-0. The Storm lead the Grizzlies. All 3 runs unearned toward Caleb Franzen's line as Jamari Baylor will step to the box for the Grizzlies. First pitch is a called strike from Henry Williams. The count at 0-1. So Lake Elsinore, with three runs in that first inning, break the Grizzlies' 18-inning scoreless streak. Here comes the 0-1 to Baylor. That's in the dirt. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies had thrown back-to-back shutouts against San Jose to end before the All-Star break, where they took 5 out of 6 from the Giants. But now three early runs here for this Storm. Here's the pitch to Baylor. It's fouled off. The count now at 1-2. Jamari Baylor batting .333. 7 homers. He has a 1.108 OPS. He had the lone run on Sunday, July 9th. A solo shot to dead center. Here's the pitch. That is a little bit low. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes from Henry Williams. The right-hander, a 1-4 record, a 5.16 ERA. Here comes the 2-2 from Jamari Baylor, or to Baylor, and that is a check swing. Did he go around? And yes, he did. He is out on strikes. 3 strikeouts now for Williams. 1 out, and here comes the second baseman in Andy Perez. Grizzlies trailing 3-0 here in the top of the second inning against Henry Williams, who is 6'5", 200 pounds, a third-round draft pick out of Duke back in 2022 by the Padres, as that pitch is fouled off. The count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams, born on September 18th, 2001. As the 0-1 now to Perez on its way, here comes the pitch, and that is a line drive foul. Quickly 0-2. Williams is 21 years old. He's battled injuries, especially his time in college. The Darien, Connecticut native, as we said, went to Duke. Had a great career with the Blue Devils, but battled some injuries and coming off of Tommy John last year. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Perez down on strikes, and Williams 4 punch-outs to start tonight's game. And here comes Bouguereau with 2 outs here in the second. So 5 batters, 4 punch-outs for Williams. And now Jesus Bouguereau to the dish, trying to give something for the Grizzlies as they trail 3-0 early. Here comes the pitch to Bouguereau, and that is low for a ball. The count at 1 ball and no strikes from Henry Williams. Williams is making his 10th start this season. Here comes the 1-0. That is outside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. He has thrown 29 and two-thirds innings. He has struck out 26, a 1.35 whip. Henry Alexander Williams. Here comes the 2-0 to Bouguereau, and Bouguereau fly ball in a shallow right field. This is still playable. A long run for everybody, and it will go foul towards the bullpen of the Storm. The right fielder and Robertson, a long run, almost had a chance at it, but it drops harmlessly for Bouguereau. The count now at 2 balls and 1 strike here in the top of the second. 3-0 Storm. All runs scored with 2 outs in the frame. An air started the inning and then back-to-back doubles scoring those runs. Here comes the 2-1 from Williams to Bouguereau. And that's a fly ball out to right field. Way back there. They look up and it is gone. Jesus Bouguereau over the wall in right field. He leaves the yard and the Grizzlies are on the board. Bouguereau's 8th homer of the season. It's now 3-1. A long wait, but the field umpire and Tim Barrera is giving the sign. Bouguereau rounds the bases and it's 3-1 now. First hit for Fresno and it's off the bat of Jesus Bouguereau. He is tied for 3rd on the team in homers. And now here's Cody Huff with 2 outs. Here comes the pitch from Williams, and Huff takes it inside. The count at 1-0. So Bouguereau, the home run to right field. It's now 3-1. Here comes the pitch from Williams, and Huff fouls it off. And the count now at 1 ball and 1 strike. So Bouguereau, his 8th homer of the season to right field. That ball going over that big right field wall. Here comes the 1-1. And Huff takes it low in the count now at 2-2. And the Grizzlies, despite trailing early, this is a team that has worked back into games multiple times. A lot of comeback wins this year, especially in the seventh inning or later. So the Grizzlies, nothing new for them. As we said, 13-2 in the second half. Here comes the 2-1 to Cody Huff. And that's a fly ball to deep center field. Racing back there. Will anyone get there? And it is caught on the run by the center fielder Zavala. What a play in left center field to end the inning. Zavala went deep on that ball, and he catches it for the out. But the Grizzlies are on the board thanks to a solo shot from Jesus Bouguerin. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore Diamond here in Lake Elsinore, California. Game 1 of 3 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Lake Elsinore Storm. 3-1, Lake Elsinore leads Fresno as we head to the bottom of the second inning. And Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As the first pitch from Franzen is a bunt by Hoffman. The underhand toss with the glove is away, and Hoffman will stay at first. That was going to be a tough play for Franzen as he tried using his glove to flip it towards the first baseman in Betancourt, and the ball really didn't go anywhere. And I believe that should be an infield single for Wyatt Hoffman to lead off the bottom of the second, as here comes Devin Ortiz, the third baseman. But we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second inning. Here comes the first pitch, and there goes the runner, Hoffman, and no throw there from Huff, and a stolen base for Hoffman. So just like that, a runner in scoring position. Stolen base for Hoffman. Nobody out, and Devin Ortiz at the plate. Hoffman was batting 155 before that bunt attempt. Had a great series at Chancy Park. Here comes the pitch, and that is a ball inside. And the count now at 2-0 to Devin Ortiz. So runner at second here with no outs. Here comes the 2-0 from Franzen, and that is a called strike. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. The count at 2-1. It is a bunt single for Wyatt Hoffman. On a ball back to Franzen. Here comes the 2-1, and that is low. And the count now at 3-1 from Caleb Franzen. Franzen is 6'3", 200 pounds, 22 years old from Phoenix, Arizona. Born on June 10th, 2001, a 12th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. Out of the University of Portland. As that pitch is high, ball four. And that is a walk to Ortiz. Runners at first and second, nobody down. And here comes Kai Murphy, who reached on an error back in the first inning. As Franzen throwing a lot of pitches so far here in the contest. He is now up to 28. six pitches. Now runners at first and second, nobody down for Kai Murphy. It was tons of speed. A possible bunt attempt coming right here. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 1-0 from Caleb Franzen. As we said, a 12th round draft pick out of the University of Portland back in 2022. Pick number 356. Franzen a 2-2 record, a 4.50 ERA. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a called strike. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. The count at 1-1. Franzen, 6'3", 200 pounds. His last time out was on July 4th against San Jose, where he picked up a no decision. Here comes the 1-1, and that is outside. The count now at 2-2. Franzen worked 5 1/3 innings, allowed 3 runs, all earned, on 8 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. But against Lake Elsinore this season, this is his second appearance, second start. No record, of 1.80 ERA as that pitch is swung on and missed. The count now 2-2 to Murphy. And Franzen had a lot of success against Lake Elsinore. He also had a great outing against Inland Empire in that 2-week homestand. The next two road trips for Fresno, Franzen will have outings against both the Storm and the 66ers. Here comes the 2-2 from Caleb Franzen. He looks back the runner. Here's the pitch, and that is just outside. The count now full. 3-2. Franzen, 3 seasons with Portland. Made 40 appearances as a starter and reliever for the Pilots. As here comes the 3-2 offering. And that is swung on and missed. Good elevated fastball there from Franzen, challenging the bat of Murphy, and he's down on strikes. First out of the inning, second strikeout for Franzen. One away, and here comes Tyler Robertson with runners at first and second. Robertson 0-1, a flyout to center field back in the first inning. As Franzen looking to get out of this inning without any more damage. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. Looked like the changeup with the amount of movement there from Franzen. From our point of view, we can't really tell in terms of the plane of the ball from this spot. Here comes the 0-1 from Franzen. And that's another good pitch in there for a strike. The count at 0-2. That pitch darting low down in the zone of Robertson, and Robertson not swinging the bat there. So now no balls and 2 strikes as Franzen looking for back-to-back punch-outs here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch, and that is a fly ball foul, and we'll do it again with an 0-2 count. Franzen recorded 151 strikeouts over 138 and one-third career innings, and that was with Portland. And now this year with the Grizzlies, he is making his 14th appearance. He has now made 13 starts. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and missed in the dirt, and Robertson down on strikes. Back-to-back punch-outs now for Franzen, and he's got 3 overall, 2 outs, and here comes Samuel Zavala, who popped up his first time. So runners at first and second still here in the bottom of the second. So he made 40 appearances, 138 and one-third career innings with Portland, 151 strikeouts. Well, now Franzen this year making his 13th start, 14th appearance. And again, a 2-2 record, a 4.50 ERA. And he's thrown 66 innings coming into tonight's contest. As that pitch is swung on him, it's Zavala going after an inside fastball to count it 0-1. Good pitch again from the lefty in Franzen. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. Here comes the 0-1. And that's a high pop-up. This should stay on the infield. Who's it going to be? Every infielder is there. And it's the second baseman in Perez who almost dropped it. But that ends the inning. Caleb Franzen works around a single and a walk. We had the top of the third. 3-1. The Storm lead the Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore Diamond here in Lake Elsinore, California. Friday night baseball, game one of three between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Lake Elsinore Storm. Storm lead the Grizzlies 3-1 here in the top of the third. E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off against the right-hander in Henry Williams. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Here comes the second pitch now to Andrews Jr. Line drive to left field. That ball is caught by the left fielder Murphy on the run, and Andrews Jr. is retired. Andrews Jr. saw a strike, and then that line drive to left is caught. So Andrews Jr. retired for the first out, and here comes the left fielder in Daniel Amaral. Just joined Fresno just over a month ago. He did not play against the Storm the last time these two teams tangled. As here comes the first pitch from Henry Williams, who has already four strikeouts in this game. And that is a base hit up the middle. First pitch swinging for Amaral, and he is on with a base hit. First time that we've seen a non-homer from Fresno as Amaral is there. Second hit for the Grizzlies. Runner at first with one out, and up steps Deon Jorge, who struck out looking his first time up. Jorge, a five-game hit streak. The Rockies number 16 overall prospect just joined Fresno about a week and a half ago. Here comes the pitch from Williams, and that is low, but it's called a strike and the count at 0-1 as Amaral was looking to go there. Count 0-1 to Jorge. You're in the top of the third inning. Again, we'd like to thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 0-1 to Jorge as Amaral leads from first. And a check now on Amaral. He's back safely. That was really close. Head first dive there from Amaral as the first base coach, the Grizzlies manager, and a pregame guest, Steve Solis, is there. The Grizzlies third base coach is the bench coach in Cesar Galvez as Jorge fouls it off quickly 0-2. But Cesar Galvez, the bench coach at third, giving signs right now. As the Grizzlies and the Storm meeting for the second time this season. First time here in Lake Elsinore, though, as that is a line drive. Base hit to right field. That ball is down. Heading to third is Amaral. Here's the throw cut off. They will check on Jorge back at first. He's there safely. Now runners at the corners with one out for Bryant Betancourt. Jorge now a six-game hit streak. Up to third, Amaral. Two singles this inning. Three hits overall for Fresno. And as we said, runners at the corners with one out for Bryant Betancourt, who struck out swinging his first time up. The Grizzlies trying to put something together here, trailing 3-1 in the top of the third. So now Bryant Betancourt at the dish. Here comes the pitch from Henry Williams. And that's a ground ball to the second baseman. This could be 2, 4, 6. And there is the double play 3. To end it, Betancourt hits into the double play. No run score. We will head to the bottom of the third, 3-1 Storm. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore, California at Lake Elsinore Diamond. The Grizzlies trail the Storm 3-1 here in the bottom of the third. Caleb Franzen back out as he takes on Ethan Salas, who's 1-for-1 with a single and run. As the first pitch is a fastball that's on the outside part of the plate, called to strike the count at 0-1 from Caleb Franzen. Here comes his 0-1, and that is just outside, similar pitch. The count now at 1-1. Here comes the next pitch to Ethan Salas, and that's a ground ball to the second baseman. Up with it is the second baseman Perez over to first in time. Salas is retired. It goes 4-3. First out of the inning, and here comes the first baseman in Griffin Dorsching as a 2-RBI double and a run back in the first inning. As the Grizzlies and Storm start a 3-game series tonight here at Lake Elsinore Diamond. The last of two series, 9 total games between the clubs in 2023. And the only regular season series here in Lake Elsinore as that pitch is low. The count at 1-0. Last year, the Storm won the California League crown after sweeping the Grizzlies 2-0 in the championship series, celebrating on Fresno's field. Here's the 1-0, and that is outside. The count at 2-0. Lake Elsinore joined the California League in 1994 and are one of 4 teams in the Southern Division. Here comes the 2-0 from Franzen as he looks to pitch one to Dorsching, and that is outside, 3-0. The Storm are affiliated with the Padres organization, have been with them since the start of the 2001 season. Back in 2001, here comes the 3-0. That is inside, ball 4, 1-out walk to Dorsching. Franzen wanted no part of the big righty. Second walk for Franzen. And here comes Oswaldo Linares, an RBI double back in the first. Prior to the Storm joining the Padres organization, they had ties with the California Angels for years. They've gone through a couple name and location changes as well, including the Santa Clara Padres, the Redwood Pioneers, and the Palm Spring Angels. And they have called Lake Elsinore Diamond or Storm Stadium, Pete Lair Field, all same field here at the ballpark. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 1-1 to Linares. Also known as the Diamond here in Lake Elsinore. It takes about 5 hours and 23 minutes on average to drive from Chichansey Park to the Diamond via car. Here comes the 1-1, swung on and missed. Good pitch there from Franzen. The count at 1-2. And we took the drive yesterday. Nice little drive going south from Fresno. Couple southern trips for the Grizzlies in the second half, including a trip to Inland Empire. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a ground ball foul. We'll do it again with the same count. But these two teams, as we said, met last year in the championship series, where the Storm end up winning the championship over Fresno, who was highly favored in that game. All time, the Grizzlies are 5-7 coming into this season, but after taking 5 out of 6 from Lake Elsinore, they have now won 10 compared to the 8 from the Storm. As they count now 2-2 to Linares. The Grizzlies, all wins were one-run wins against the Storm, 5-1 at Chancy Park. So 10-8 all time against the Storm. Here comes the 2-2, and that is just outside and a little bit high. And the count now full 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies are 6-6 all time at home, but 4-2 here in Lake Elsinore. Here comes the 3-2, and that is low, ball 4. Another walk up to second, Dorshing to first, Linares. Runners at first and second with one out, as we'll have a mound visit from Cody Huff. And up steps Rosman Verdugo, struck out looking his first time up. Now, that was just regular season we were talking about there. In the playoffs, 0-2. So it is 10-10 all time between these two teams. But the Grizzlies and the Storm have played a lot of close games. We have never seen a sweep during the regular season by either team. And the widest margin of victory for Fresno against Lake Elsinore, 5 runs. That was back in 2021. These two teams have played a lot of really good games, and another one brewing here tonight. And I'm glad you could join us right here. My name is Stephen Rice. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. As the Grizzlies and Storm, game 1 of 3, Friday Night Baseball, a weekend series before the Grizzlies will head back home to take on the Modesto Nuts. So now runners at first and second with one out. The Grizzlies looking to continue their winning ways, looking for win number 50 on the season. As here comes the pitch from Franzen to Verdugo, and that is fouled off. The count at 0-1, just to the right of us, into the sweet area. Here at Lake Elsinore Diamond, as we said, there's a big wall to right field where Jesus Bugarin had his solo homer. It's 310 feet, very similar to the Green Monster at Fenway Park. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a ground ball to the third baseman Messenger. 5-4-3, a double play? No! They said that the runner at second was there safely, and I believe that everybody is safe now. As here comes manager Steve Solis to talk to Tim Barreras. They said the runner at second was safe, and the runner at first was safe. Oh my goodness. What could have been a double play is now one out, bases loaded for Wyatt Hoffman, who is a bunt single. And Steve Solis is going to go talk to Tim Barreras, and I don't know what exactly the call was there, but Steve Solis is not going to win it. So Dorshing to third, Linares to second, up to first Verdugo. I believe they're going to call that a fielder's choice. So bases loaded, one out. Now Wyatt Hoffman will strike to the plate. And Franzen now will have to get out of this jam. Here's the pitch. And that is swung on a miss. Good changeup. The count at 0-1 to Hoffman. 3-1 Lake Elsinore lead Fresno here in the bottom of the third. As we said, 310 feet to right field. Here's the pitch, and that is in there for a strike. The count at 0-2 to Hoffman. That big wall, I couldn't tell you the size. I would say maybe 15, 20 feet up in the air. About halfway on that foul pole. You really have to hit it high to get over it. As the 0-2 is in the dirt, the count at 1-2. If you continue along the path, you'll see one of the two video boards out in right center field. You'll see a bunch of different signage on the wall, and then another big video board out in left center. Here comes the 1-2 from Franzen to Hoffman, and that is fouled off by Hoffman. The count remains at 1-2. And here at Lake Elsinore, if you look into all parts, especially to left field, you can see that it's 328 feet down the left field line. That pitch gets away from Huff, and that will score a run. It's 4-1. A wild pitch gets away from Cody Huff. Dorshing comes in to score. Up to third goes Linares. To second, Verdugo on the wild pitch. And now it's 4-1. That's the first earned run for Franzen. It's runners at second and third with one out. Now the count 2-2 to Hoffman. Infield comes in. Here comes the pitch from Franzen, and that's a fly ball out to right field. Andrews Jr. will now come in. He will make the catch, and he will throw the ball in, and it is to the plate, as Betancourt couldn't make the catch initially. So that's the second out. No advancement, as we said, very short to right field, 310 feet. So Andrews Jr., where he caught that ball, he had all the opportunity to make a throw in there. And so now two away for Devin Ortiz, who walked his first time up. Runners at second and third with two outs now. Verdugo, by the way, was a fielder's choice and said everybody was safe. As that pitch is a called strike to Ortiz, they count it no balls and a strike. Two outs in the inning, 4-1 Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. Franzen comes set. Here comes his 0-1, and that is swung on and missed. Quickly, 0-2. Good pitch there from Franzen. He looks to get out of the frame without any more damage. 0-2. Do you try to put the ball down in the zone? Keep it away from the bat of Ortiz. Trust your infield. So no balls, two strikes. Franzen comes set. Here comes the pitch. And that is low, and the count now at 1-2. Just what we thought. Ball down in the zone. And Ortiz lays off. And now Franzen, will he elevate a pitch here or will go right back down in the zone? Here comes the 1-2. And that is just low and inside. Two balls and two strikes. Back to Lake Elsinore. Very beautiful diamond here. You'll see a lot of seats here in red and a little bit of green seats as well. There's a grassy berm down the right field line near the Storm bullpen. As that pitch is lifted to right field, Andrews Jr. racing back, still racing back. He's on. The warning track comes in a step and will make the catch. A wild pitch scores the run, and it's 4-1 Storm. As we head to the top of the fourth, we'll talk more about Lake Elsinore Diamond when we come back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at chuckchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore Diamond here in Lake Elsinore, California. Skyler Messenger steps up to the plate against the righty in Henry Williams. Here comes the pitch from Williams to Messenger. And that is inside. The count at one ball and no strikes. Messenger 0-1, a flyout his first time up. The Grizzlies trail 4-1 here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the pitch to Messenger, and that is a ball outside. The count now at two balls and no strikes. And we were talking about all about Lake Elsinore Diamond here in Lake Elsinore, California. As we said, a beautiful diamond here. As we said, 310, as that is swung on and missed. And the count now at 2-1. 310 to right field with that big wall out there. And then normal walls all the way around. A little bit of a short porch out in left field where it's 328. The Grizzlies bullpen just shy of that left field foul line. The Storm bullpen on the right side. So the Storm on the first base side. The Grizzlies on the third base side. Here comes the pitch. A Messenger line drive. That is down the left field line. And that is a fair ball. Messenger extra bases. He will head into second base with a stand-up leadoff double. Messenger now 1-for-2 with that double right there. Second extra base hit for the Grizzlies. And up steps Jamari Baylor, who struck out swinging his first time up. Fourth hit for the Grizzlies as Messenger starts the inning off nicely. Now Jamari Baylor. As we said, red seats. There's also red bleachers as well. Green seats here at Lake Elsinore. Kind of a first level setup with the suites here on the second level. You have concourse and all the food amenities here. The team store as well. Here comes the pitch to Baylor. That's in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. Nice crowd on hand tonight. 1,492. 1,492 people here to cheer on the Storm. And a couple fans here for the Grizzlies as well. Here comes the 0-1 to Baylor. That is a called strike and quickly 0-2. But a nice ballpark. You can see the highway behind you, the mountains as well. A beautiful view from our press box here. Grizzlies only here once this year, these three games. Maybe we'll be back for postseason. Here comes the 0-2 to Baylor. And Baylor line drive to right field and it goes foul. And remain at no balls and two strikes. Baylor batting 330 with seven homers so far. As the Grizzlies trail 4-1, glad you could join us. The Grizzlies back in town to take on the Modesto Nuts on Tuesday for a six-game series. First time we'll welcome the Modesto Nuts to Cherchancy Park in 2023. A lot of these teams' new looks after this All-Star break. As that pitch will hit Jamari Baylor on the inside, and he will head down to first base. The 0-2 gets away from Williams. So Baylor is on with the hit-by-pitch. So now runners at first and second, no outs for the second baseman and Andy Perez. So hit-by-pitch there to Baylor. For the Grizzlies, they're back in town, as we said, on Tuesday for a six-game series. We'll give you promotions in a little bit, as now time called by the catcher as he will relay some signs to his pitcher in Williams. Here in the top of the fourth inning. And now Andy Perez steps up to the plate. He is 0-for-1 with a punch out. Here's the pitch to Perez. He looks to bunt. The first pitch is low. The count at 1-0. Andy Perez, the youngest player on this Grizzlies roster. He is 19 years old from Santa Clara, Cuba. As the third baseman Ortiz playing on the grass, here comes the 1-0 now to Perez. And Perez takes it inside. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. As now a mound visit here between the catcher in Linares and the pitcher in Williams. Lou Pervone's apartment homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Here comes the 2-0 as it'll be a check back on Messenger, and he is safe at second. That was way too close right there as Messenger was caught leaning. By the time he got back to second base, the ball was there, and he survived the throw. Williams pretty much had him picked off there, and luckily for Messenger, he's there safely. Here on the top of the fourth, the Grizzlies trying to tie this game up with one swing of the bat. Here comes the 2-0 to Perez. And that will bounce and get away from Linares, the catcher. Second and third now for Baylor and Messenger and the Grizzlies with runners in scoring position and a 3-0 count to Perez here in the top of the fourth. Again, we'd like to thank Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes. They're located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive in Fresno. here in the top of the fourth inning. Glad you could join us. So Messenger to third, Baylor to second on the wild pitches. Here comes the 3-0 now to Perez, and that will be high, ball four. Perez, a four-pitch walk. The bases are now loaded here. First walk issued by Williams. And now with no one out, here comes Jesus Bouguerin, who went deep the first time he came up tonight. A solo shot back in the second inning. The Grizzlies second in the California League in homers. As here comes pitching coach Thomas Eshelman to go check on his right-hander in Williams, who has labored a little bit here in the fourth. Bases loaded, no one down, 4-1, Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. As the Grizzlies trying to get back into this contest. As we said, the Grizzlies back home on Tuesday against Modesto, and then they'll be back on the road to take on Inland Empire. The Grizzlies made a plethora of roster transactions as well today. Right-handed pitchers Tyler Hoffman and Brady Hill assigned to the ACL Rockies from Fresno. The Grizzlies added Wardo Fernandez, who was assigned to Fresno from the ACL Rockies. And then both Jordy Vargas and Jackson Cox, both right-handed starters and prospects for the Rockies organization, were placed on the Grizzlies IL. So a lot of pitcher movement for Fresno tonight. Here comes the pitch now to Bouguerin. That is high and inside. The count at 1-0. So a lot of new players here for Fresno. A lot of players not here as well, but Wardo Fernandez, we'll probably see him at some point this week. Here comes the 1-0 from Williams, and it swung on and missed on a pitch in the dirt. The count now at 1-1. Good pitch right there from Williams. But of course, now you get a chance to watch your Grizzlies, who have won 13 of 15, 26 of their last 32. And as we said, back home to take on the Modesto Nuts on Tuesday as Williams steps off there. Runners on all bases, no outs here in the fourth inning. The Grizzlies trying to score some runs. The infield is back here for Lake Elsinore as they lead 4-1 here in the fourth. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. That ball was not even close in the zone. The count now at 1-2, and Bouguerin will take his time right here. And he looks like he's limping a little bit after that swing. Chased after a pitch, a free swinger in Bouguerin, but he does connect on a lot of pitches. He connected a little bit earlier for his eighth homer of the season. The Grizzlies have not had a grand slam yet. So here comes the 1-2 to a dangerous hitter. Here's the pitch, and that is in the dirt. Swung on and missed, and Bouguerin down on strikes. Wasn't close on all three pitches. First out of the inning, a big one as well. That is the fifth strikeout for Williams. And up steps Cody Huff, who flew out his first time up, to deep left center field. Bases loaded, one out now. Grizzlies still trail 4-1, a big opportunity right here, though. Here comes the pitch. And that is a ground ball to the third baseman. Slow roller, the only place to first, will score a run. And now they have Baylor caught up at third, and the ball gets away. He will try to score from third. Here's the throw to the plate. It is offline just enough, and Baylor comes in to score two runs on the play. So Huff is retired. It goes 5-3. So that is an RBI for Cody Huff. It scores Messenger for the run. So that is a run, no hit on the play. The run scores, so now it's 4-2. Then the ball was thrown back to third, so it went 3-5. The ball gets away, so it's an error on the first baseman on the throw, so it goes E3. That allows Baylor to come in a score on the E3, and Perez up to third as that ball is lined to right field by Andrews Jr. It goes foul, the count at 0-1. So Baylor comes in to score. The second run of the inning, Perez to third. So two runs come in to score. It's now 4-3 here in the fourth. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr. That's a called strike. And it's quickly 0-2 now to Andrews Jr. But a runner at third with two outs. A productive one for Cody Huff on the ground out to third. And here comes the 0-2 now to Andrews Jr. And that is fouled off. And we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. As the Grizzlies now, a couple big runs here in the fourth inning to trim the lead. Another close game here. Here comes the 0-2. Time called by Andrews Jr., I believe. And we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 to Andrews Jr. And that is a little ground ball, and he gets to right field, a base hit. The second baseman, Hoffman, went the wrong way on that ground ball. An RBI single scores Perez, and we are tied at four. Andrews Jr., the RBI single. That is how you break out of your mini slump. That scores Perez, who walked in his at-bat. Three runs this inning for Fresno on two hits. That's now five hits for the Grizzlies, and we are tied. Runner at first with two outs, and here's Daniel Amaral as a right-hander starts to loosen down in the storm pen. There goes Andrews Jr. The throw to second is late, and a stolen base for Andrews Jr. So now runner at second with two outs for Amaral to count at 1-0. Andrews Jr. this year has eight stolen bases in eight different games. The Grizzlies are undefeated when Andrews Jr. steals a base. So good omen right here. Here comes the 1-0 to Amaral. And that is fouled off. The count at 1-1. Amaral, a big hack right there at the dish. So 4-4 now here in the top of the fourth. The Grizzlies have tied this game up. Coming set is Williams. Here comes the 1-1. And that is a line drive to deep center field. Zavala is there, and he will make the catch, but not before the Grizzlies score three runs, and it started with a Skylar Messenger double. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball as we head to the bottom of the fourth on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore, California at Lake Elsinore Diamond. Bottom the fourth inning, we are tied at four between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Lake Elsinore Storm. As Kai Murphy will lead things off, here comes the pitch from Caleb Franzen, and that ball is poked foul, and the count at no balls and one strike, as we are tied at four, a three-run fourth inning for Fresno. Here comes the 0-1 from Franzen, and that is just outside in the count of one ball and one strike. Good pitch right there from Franzen, just missing. Kai Murphy is 0-2. He has a run scored after reaching on an error back in the first. Here comes the 1-1, and that's a fly ball out to right center field. Bugarin, who's out there in center, will make the catch for the first out. So Murphy retired, goes F8, and here comes the right fielder in Tyler Robertson, who's 0-2. As the Grizzlies and the Storm continuing this series between the two. We'll be back Tuesday, July 18th for a 2 for Tuesdays presented by Toyota. A first pitch at 6:50 p.m. against the Modesto Nuts at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the pitch, and it's a bunt attempt, and it's a strike. The count at 0-1 to Robertson. Join the Grizzlies and Toyota for 2 for Tuesdays. Grab 2 for 1 field box tickets, 2 Maya Cinema Family Day tickets, and take advantage of both $2 sodas and $2 novelty ice cream. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a fly ball foul. The count quickly to no balls and 2 strikes. The Fresno Social Bar will be open, Splash Park open, bounce houses, and everyone runs the bases postgame and more. That's Tuesday, July 18th for 2 for Tuesdays presented by Toyota. Here comes the 0-2, and that is in the dirt to count it 1 ball and 2 strikes. On Wednesday, July 19th, it's What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park for Game 2 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Here comes the 1-2. That is fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. 2 reserve tickets, 2 Island Water Park tickets, valid Monday through Thursday. 2 hot dogs and 2 sodas. Over a $120 value for just $34. And this deal is ending soon, so we recommend you come get it as soon as possible. Ground ball now to the shortstop, Jorge. Jorge to first, the dig, and it's not made by Bennecourt at first base. A low throw, that will have Robertson reach. I believe that's a throwing error on Jorge. Back-to-back errors now for Jorge and his chances tonight. Runner first with one out, and here comes Samuel Zavala's over two with 2 pop-ups. So the Grizzlies, Jorge, who is a very good defender, has made a couple mistakes. 1 fielding, 1 throwing now. But again, What a Deal Wednesday presented by Island Water Park. Here comes the pitch. There goes the runner, Robertson. The throw to second from Huff is offline. The tag, and Robertson's there with a stolen base. So runner at second now with one out. An opportunity for Zavala to bring in a run here. Count 1-0 here to Zavala. On Thursday, July 20th, game 3 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. A 6:50 p.m. first pitch for Tioga Thursdays and 90s night. As that pitch runs outside, the count at 2 balls and no strikes from Franzen to Zavala. 2 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. And it's also 90s night. Wear all your throwback 90s gear. Here comes the 2-0, and that is a called strike. The count at 2-1. Now, if I wore my 90s gear, I was born in 1995, so I don't think I have my baby diaper, so I don't think I will be wearing my 90s gear, but we will celebrate all throughout the night at Chukchansey Park. Here comes the 2-1. That's a called strike, and quickly 2-2. So that will be on Thursday, July 20th for Tioga Thursdays and 90s night. On Friday, July 21st, it's 80s night and Friday night fireworks presented by Hotel Piccadilly for game 4 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. Here comes the 2-2, swung on and fouled off at the plate. Zavala just getting a piece of it. Count remains at 2-2. 6:50 p.m. first pitch on that Friday for game 4 of 6. We'll have Friday night fireworks presented by Hotel Piccadilly. 80s night again, wear all your throwback 80s gear. We'll also have some taco trucks in the house for fans to take advantage of. Of course, everything will be open, including everyone runs the bases post-game and more. Here's the pitch. It is low, and the count now full to Zavala. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Finally, on Saturday, July 22nd, game 5 of 6 between the Nuts and the Grizzlies, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. 70s night and lowriders night as that ball is way foul down the right field line. And we'll do it again at 3-2. That ball was so far foul that the angle was probably negative feet where that ball went towards right field. That ball might be in the next city over with how far that ball went. Here comes another 3-2 to Zavala. And it is a line drive out to right center field. Andrew Schooner coming in. He won't get there. It lands. A base hit for Zavala. That throw is offline, though, and Zavala takes second. The throw in from the right fielder and Andrews Jr. went over the second baseman Perez's head. So Robertson will stop at third. Zavala, it's a single, advances a second on the throw. E9. Fifth hit now, third air for Fresno. Runners at second and third with one out, and here comes Ethan Salas, who's 1-for-2, a single and a run, and now a mound visit with Huff and Franzen. So on Saturday, July 22nd, it will be 70s night and Lowriders Day Fresno night for game 5 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch. Lowriders Day Fresno with alternate jerseys worn. We've worn them a couple times this year, but it'll be great to invite them back. And, of course, wear your throwback 70s gear for 70s night. I know the world's best girlfriend is very excited for that night on Saturday, July 22nd. Thanks for listening as well, babe. And then finally on Sunday, July 23rd, to wrap up the six-game series against the Modesto Nuts, a 5:05 p.m. first pitch. Here's the pitch and a ground ball, and as Bandicourt goes off his glove at first, this will score a run, and the Storm have a 5-4 lead. Salas with the infield in, Bandicourt tried making a play, he couldn't make it, and it will score a run. Robertson comes in to score. Up to third goes Zavala. Salas now will reach on that. I believe it's going to be a single, and it'll be an RBI as well for Salas. Second hit of the inning. And another run is now 5-4 here in the bottom of the fourth. Runners at the corners with one out, and Griffin Dorsching, who has scored twice. He also has two RBI on a double. We'll take a pitch low, the count at 1-0. It is a throwing error for E.J. Andrews Jr., third error now for Fresno. And they're actually going to count that as a single for Robertson on a ball to Jorge. Here comes the 1-0 now to Dorsching. And that is low. The count at 2-0. So it's not E6 on Jorge on that ball that was to the side of him. It's a single. So take away an error. We only have two errors now. With three hits this inning. It's now seven hits allowed as there goes the runner. The throw to second. And they got him at second. Salas is thrown out going to second. No advancement by Zavala at third. It goes 2-4 on the caught stealing. So two outs now, runner at third for Dorsching. The count at 3-0 to him with Linares on deck. Here comes the pitch, and that is off of Huff, and that is ball four, and Dorsching will walk again. He's reached base all three times now. That is the fourth walk for Franzen. So now runners at first and third with two outs, and here comes Oswaldo Linares, who had an RBI double and a walk so far. And for Franzen, his four walks now ties a career high for him. As now there's action in the Fresno pen. From my point of view, I can't tell who it is. So now here's Linares. Runners at first and third with two outs. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Back to Sunday, July 23rd is a Save Mart Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. 5:05 p.m. against the Modesto Nuts to round out the six-game series. That's a line drive to left field, and Amaral is there, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But the Storm score a run off a couple miscues by the Grizzlies defensively. We head to the top of the fifth. We'll talk more about that game on Sunday, July 23rd. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore, California. Here in Lake Elsinore Diamond, we are in the top of the fifth inning. 5-4, Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. As stepping up to the plate is Dion Jorge. Will take on a new pitcher for the Storm. It's right-hander Dwayne Matos. But here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And Jorge will take a strike. The count at 0-1. Jorge 1-for-2, a single back in the third inning. So that will do it for the right-hander in Henry Williams. As here is the 0-1. A high chopper to the second baseman. Jorge has speed. The throw to second, or the throw to first, is in time. And Jorge is retired. Good play from the second baseman, Hoffman. It goes 4-3. And Jorge is retired, one out. And here comes the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt. Betancourt 0-for-2, a strikeout and a double play so far for him. So Matos into the game now. And that pitch is line foul, the count at 0-1. So he will take over for Williams. Final line for Henry Williams. He goes 4 innings, allowed 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them earned. Here's the pitch to Betancourt. It is high, the count at 1-1. He had 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. He also hit a batter and allowed 1 homer. And Williams, because of 4 innings, he is not in line for the win. As here comes the 1-1 to Betancourt. And that's outside, the count at 2 balls and a strike. So now Matos in for Williams. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt. And that's a fly ball out to shallow left center field. This is playable for the left fielder in Murphy, and he will make the catch. Two outs now. As here comes Skyler Messenger, 1-for-2, a double and a run scored. That was back in the fourth inning from Dwayne Matos, who wears number 27 on the back of his jersey. Matos is 6'1", 155 pounds, from Cabral, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2019. Played in Fort Wayne last year with the Tin Caps. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Fort Wayne, the high A affiliate of the Padres. No balls and one strike. Here comes the pitch to Messenger, and that is fouled off. Quickly 0-2 now as Matos looking for a 1-2-3 inning from Williams, or from Messenger. Here comes the 0-2 now to Skyler Messenger. And that is a fly ball out to right field. This is playable, though, for Robertson, and he is there, and that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning. We had the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore, California, here at Lake Elsinore Diamond. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning, 5-4 Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. A new pitcher for the Grizzlies as well as the right-hander Braxton High. And the first pitch zips in there for a strike. The count at 0-1 here to Roseman Verdugo. Here comes the 0-1. And that's a fly ball, and it's lifted foul. And the count now 0-2. Final line for lefty Caleb Franzen, who leaves right now in line for the loss. Four innings of work, allowed 5 runs, but only 2 earned. He allowed 7 hits and 4 walks while striking out 3. And now to Braxton Hyde. Here comes the 0-2 fly ball foul. And we'll do it again from Verdugo to Braxton Hyde. Here comes the 0-2, and that is outside. The count now at 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 offering, and that is fouled off at the dish, and we'll do it again at 1-2. So Braxton Hyde takes over. Before we get to that, we wanted to finish up on our week next weekend's Modesto on Sunday, July 23rd, a Save Mart Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. The Modesto Nuts, the final game of the six-game series, a 5:05 p.m. first pitch. But come join us for a pregame catch on the field from 4:05 p.m. to 4:35 p.m. as that pitch is fouled off once again. The count remains at 1-2. Grab a friend, grab a family member. Heck, come grab the broadcaster, and we will come play some catch on the field. There's also a Save Mart Sunday with kids run the bases postgame with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy as that pitch runs outside. The count now 2-2. It'll be a lot of fun to wrap up that series against the Modesto Nuts. And again, tickets are available at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You also can give us a call or come down to Richard Chansey Park box office. Again, 2-2 fouled off. A good battle between Hyde and Verdugo here in the bottom of the fifth. As the Grizzlies trail the Storm 5-4. Here comes the 2-2. And that is low. And the count now at 3-2. And Verdugo working the count now full. But again, make sure you grab your tickets now. Come watch your very good Fresno Grizzlies as they look to get to the postseason. Here's the 3-2. Fly ball out to right field. This is playable. Who's it going to be, though? It's the second baseman, Perez, making the catch in foul territory for the out. Goes P4 for the first down. Here comes the second baseman, Wyatt Hoffman, who's 1-2. A single and a flyout for him. Hoffman's played very well against the Grizzlies this season. Here in the bottom of the fifth, 5-4, Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. Braxton Hyde on the mound, 6'3", 195 pounds for the 22-year-old from Liberal, Kansas. As the first pitch is high, the count at 1-0. Drafted in the 14th round by the Rockies in 2022 out of Butler Community College. Here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander, winds and deals, and that is a called strike on a check swing from Hoffman. The count now at 1-1. Hyde, a very good fastball that can range in the mid-90s. A couple good off-speed pitches as well. Here comes the 1-1, and that's a chopper back to Hyde off his glove. Hyde picks it up. The throw to first in time for the out. It goes 1-3, and Hyde right there. Way to stay with it for the second out, as here comes Ortiz now, who's 0-1 with a walk. Hyde is appearing in his 22nd game this season. A 2-1 record, a 6.53 ERA for the reliever. 30 and one-third innings. He's got two holds as well. Hitters hitting 281 against him. Here comes the pitch from Hyde, and a breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. A really good changeup for Hyde that's worked well over his past couple of outings. Here comes the 0-1. And that is swung on a miss. Quickly 0-2. Big hack there from Ortiz. And the count remains at 0-2. As Hyde looking for a 1-2-3 inning. And both relievers looking for a good start to their outings. Here comes the 0-2 from Braxton Hyde. And that is a ground ball to the shortstop, Jorge. Jorge, the throw to first, and it's in time. And that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Braxton Hyde. We head to the sixth. The Grizzlies trail 5-4. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thoroughgood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at chuckchanseygold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore, California, here at Lake Elsinore Diamond for game one of three between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Lake Elsinore Storm. Storm lead the Grizzlies 5-4 here in the top of the sixth. First pitch to Jamari Baylor. Was a ground ball to the third baseman. Tough play for Ortiz, but he makes it for the out. One pitch, one out. Baylor now 0-2 with a hit by pitch. It goes 5-3, and here comes Andy Perez, who's 0-1 with a walk and a run. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Great prices, new amenities are awaiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. Here's the first pitch to Perez, and he fouls it off. The count at 0-1 to Andy Perez from the right-hander in Dwayne Matos, who wears number 27 on the back of his white jersey. Here comes the 0-1 from Matos, who winds and deals from the full windup. And that is a little blooper out to center field. It's going to be a tough play. That ball keeps carrying, and Zavala is there to make the catch. It goes F8 for the second out. And it will bring up the center fielder in Jesus Bugarin. Bugarin homered his first time up, struck out swinging his last time here in the top of the sixth inning. As the Grizzlies trail 5-4 here on July 14th, halfway through the month of July. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 1-0. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. We'll also give you an update of what to expect tomorrow in our post-game show. Here comes the 1-0, and that's a high chopper to the shortstop. Verdugo, the strong throw to first is high, and it gets away. Bugarin will reach with two outs here. The question is, will it be a single or an error? Either way, Cody Huff will come to the plate, who's 0-2 with an RBI. Verdugo looked like he double-clutched that ball. And the throw is high to Dorsching at first, and Bugarin reaches, and he's limping a little bit as well. So we'll have to check on Bugarin, who hustled down the line there. But now Cody Huff to the plate against Matos. First batter that's reached against the right-hander. And that pitch is outside. The count at 1-0 to Cody Huff from Dwayne Matos. Here comes the 1-0 to Cody Huff. And that is inside. The count now at 2-0. Matos appearing his 16th game all out of the pen. A 1-3 record, a 5.04 ERA for the right-hander. Trying to keep this game a one-run game. A single for Bugarin, by the way. They officially ruled that. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. The count now 3-0 to Cody Huff. So Bugarin now 2-for-3. And for Fresno, that's their 6th hit of the game. So 2 outs, a runner at first. We'll see if Bugarin takes off on the 3-0 to Huff. And that is swung on and missed. Green light for Cody Huff. The count at 3-1. Got a pitch he wanted there. Comes up empty. Good fastball there from Matos. I've said Matos from the Dominican Republic, from Cabral. Count at 3-1 here in the top of the 6th inning. 5-4 Storm lead the Grizzlies. Here comes the 3-1 to Cody Huff. And a check on Bugarin. He's back safely. That was not even close. Bugarin jumped back from where he was leading. Bugarin does have good speed as well, though. Count of 3-1. 2 outs. Here comes the pitch to Cody Huff. And it is called strike 2, and Huff wanted to walk there. The count now full 3-2. He'll take his time right here. And with 2 outs now, Bugarin will take off once the pitch is thrown, as Dorsching still holding on the runner. 3-2. There goes Bugarin, and that is fouled off by Cody Huff, and we'll do it again with the same count. 3-2. Friday night baseball, game 1 of 3 between the Storm and the Grizzlies. Tomorrow at 5:15 p.m., on Sunday at 1:15 p.m. to wrap up this series, and the final time these two teams will meet, unless they meet in the postseason. There goes the runner, fly ball to left field. This is playable for Kai Murphy near the line. He will make the catch, and that ends the inning. Another clean inning for Matos. We have the bomb the 6. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore, California, here at Lake Elsinore Diamond. We're in the bottom of the 6th inning, 5-4. Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. as Braxton Hyde is back out for his second inning of work against Kai Murphy, who is 0 for 3, but a run scored back in the first. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Hyde, and that is a line drive to left field, and that will be a base hit. Down the left field line, Murphy rounds first base, but he will stay there as a throw comes in from Amaral. A good play over there by Amaral. So a leadoff single for Murphy. He's now 1 for 4. That is the eighth hit now for Lake Elsinore. And he'll bring up the right fielder Tyler Robertson, who's 1 for 3, a single, stolen base, and a run. As Braxton Hyde trying to keep this deficit at 1, but a very tough part of the Storm lineup coming up. Here comes the pitch, and that is a check swing. Did he go around? He did. The count at 0-1. Good pitch right there from Hyde. Count at no balls and one strike. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Chancy Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanceyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuckchancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Chuckchancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. Count is 0-2 to Robertson after a called strike from Braxton Hyde. He also checked on the runner in Murphy back at first. Here comes the 0-2. And that is going to get away from Huff, and up to second goes Murphy. A wild pitch right there as Huff will retrieve it back to the backstop. A long run from the backstop to home plate for Cody Huff. The count now 1-2, but a runner at second with no one down here in the sixth inning. As the Grizzlies here on July 14th trying to continue their winning ways. Winners of 26 of their last 32. As the count at 1-2, action in both pens as well. Here comes the 1-2 from Braxton Hyde. Outside, the count now at 2-2. As the Grizzlies trying to get back in this one. A couple innings to play with, though. And that pitch is outside. And the count now at 3-2. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. Blowout right now going on in Rancho Cucamonga between the Modesto Nuts and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. A couple other close games as well. Here's the pitch, and it is outside, 4. Robertson draws the walk after falling behind 0-2. Runners at first and second, no outs for Samuel Zavala. Fifth walk by Fresno pitching. And here's Zavala, 1-for-3 with a single in his last at-bat. Is Cody Huff giving signs right now? But now Samuel Zavala to the dish. Zavala, very good power to all parts of the yard. A very good defender we've seen in center field as well. Here comes the pitch from Braxton Hyde. That is high. The count at 1-0. We've seen Zavala hit in the leadoff spot. Second, third now. Top of the lineup kind of guy. Great speed. Good power. Here comes the 1-0 from Braxton Hyde. And a bunt attempt. It is perfectly placed down the third base line. And making the throw to first in time is Skyler Messenger. That ball was near that third base line, and Messenger getting off the mound makes the play, or getting off the base makes the play. Murphy up to third. Robertson is second. Great sack bunt. It goes 5-3 on the sack bunt. So now runners at second and third with one out, and here's Ethan Salas. 2-for-3, an RBI single back in the fourth inning. The crowd giving him a chant as well as the infield comes in. Here's the pitch. Check swing, called a strike, and the count at 0-1. So it goes 5-3 on the sack bunt for Zavala. Now Ethan Salas. Here comes the 0-1 from Braxton Hyde. And that is outside. The count at 1-1. The Storm have six of the Padres' top 30 prospects on their roster, and is headlined by Ethan Salas, who is ranked as the MLB Pipeline number one international prospect, and only 17 years old. Here comes the 1-1 to Salas. It's outside. The count at 2-1. Salas ranked number two in the Padres system for prospects. Zavala, who is just up, is number five. Starting pitcher tonight, Henry Williams is 10. Roseman Verdugo will hit a little bit later. He is number 15. Here comes the 2-1, and that's a called strike, and it's quickly 2-2. Good pitch from Hyde, placing it on the outside part of the plate. You also have Isaiah Lowe and Jagger Haynes, who we won't see in this series, both on the injured list. But a very good Storm roster. Here's the 2-2, and it swung on and missed. An elevated fastball, and Hyde gets Salas. Second out of the inning, and a big one indeed for Braxton Hyde. His first strikeout of the evening. And here comes Griffin Dorsching, who has reached base all three times. A two RBI double in the first, and a walk in the third and fourth. Two outs, runners at second and third. Action in both pens as well. Now back to Salas, who just struck out. He signed with the Padres for $5.6 million in January of 2023, taking nearly all of the organization's five-and-a-half base signing pool, $5,825,500 total dollars, and he took almost all of it when he signed for $5.6 million. And again, family blood, his brothers, his dad played. And, of course, the guy, very talented indeed, a good catcher. We'll probably see him behind the plate tomorrow. As here's the pitch. That's a called strike to Griffin Dorsching. The count at 0-1, and talk about power. Here's a guy right here batting 235 with eight homers. But Dorsching, great pop, and we saw it back in college at Oklahoma State. As here comes the 0-1 to him, and that is fouled off quickly 0-2. As Hyde looking to get out of the frame without any damage. Picked up a big strikeout of Ethan Salas, and now looking to get Dorsching here. Runners at second and third with two outs. 5-4, Lake Elsinore leads Fresno. Here comes the 0-2, and it's fouled off. Good pitch right there from Hyde, right at Dorsching. 95-plus there from Braxton Hyde. Count remains in no balls and two strikes. Glad you could join us this evening. However you're listening and wherever you're listening. I know Paulie is listening back in Fresno, California, little man. Cutest dog in the universe. Here comes the 0-2. And that is called strike three. And Braxton Hyde gets out of the jam. With runners at second and third, Braxton Hyde bears down a strikeout of Salas and a strikeout of Dorsching. We head to the seventh. The Grizzlies trail 5-4. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guides. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore Diamond here in Lake Elsinore, California. Top of the seventh inning, 5-4, the Storm lead the Grizzlies as Kobe Robinson will take over on the bump for Lake Elsinore against E.J. Andrews Jr. And the first pitch gets away from the catcher. The count at 1-0. Andrews Jr. 1-for-2. A single and a stolen base for him. He also has an RBI as well against Kobe Robinson. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., and that's a called strike. Robinson comes from a sidearm angle, maybe 4/5 to about halfway from his side, but a very tough angle for right-handers. And can get the fastball up to the high 90s. That pitch is outside. The count at 2-1. Robinson is 6'2", 160 pounds from Tennessee, a 13th round draft pick by the Padres in 2021, but he's battled injuries throughout the years, still here in single A. As here comes the 2-1, and that is swung on and missed. 2-2 now to Andrews Jr. as he takes time right here. As we said, a very tough angle to hit against Kobe Robinson. Kobe Robinson will come set. Here comes the 2-2 to Andrews Jr. And that is fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. Robinson appearing in his 21st game all out of the pen. A 6-1 record, a 2.78 ERA. He had a tough couple appearances at Chukchansey Park against the Grizzlies as they got to him for a couple runs in a couple different games. Here comes the 2-2, and that is fouled off by Andrews Jr. We'll do it again. But the Grizzlies, even though he's such a tough pitcher, did a great job working counts like Andrews Jr. is doing right here. And Robinson left a couple pitches over the heart of the plate. And the Grizzlies taking advantage of it. 2-2. Here comes the pitch to EJ. And a ground ball, and that is down the left field line. A base hit for Andrews Jr. He rounds first. He heads to second. This ball gets in the corner, and Andrews Jr., a leadoff double. Andrews Jr. now 2-for-3. A big double right there for him. And the leadoff man is on for Fresno, their seventh hit of the night. And here comes Daniel Amaral, 1-for-2, a single back in the third. And the Grizzlies, the seventh inning, this has been their inning all year long. The Grizzlies have scored 37% of their runs in innings 7-9, and 74 runs have scored here in the seventh inning, their most productive inning this year. Here's the pitch, and Amaral, that ball gets away. Andrews Jr. to third. He will stop right there on the wild pitch. Amaral looked to bunt. Now a runner at third with no one out, and Amaral has a chance to tie this game as the Storm infield come in here in the seventh. And the Grizzlies trailing 5-4, looking to get back in this one. The top of the lineup right afterwards. Here's the pitch. And a base hit up the middle, and we are tied at 5. Daniel Amaral, the RBI single, scores Andrews Jr., and we have a brand new ball game. Andrews Jr. comes in to score a double wild pitch, and then the RBI single from Daniel Amaral. He's 2-for-3 now. Both of his hits up the middle. Two hits in the inning and a run as well. And just like that, we are tied at 5 here in the seventh. As there goes Amaral to second. The throw, it is late, and Amaral has a stolen base. First pitch stealing for Amaral, and the first pitch to Jorge was outside, the count at 1-0, so runner at second with no one down. And now Jorge, who's 1-for-3, has a chance to give the Grizzlies a 6-5 lead here in the seventh. Here comes the 1-0, and now they'll check back on Amaral, who looked to take off for third, and that's a called strike to Jorge, the count at 1-1. The Grizzlies, 38 of their 81 games have ended in one or two run affairs, and we might be in line for another one. That's 47% of their games this year. Here comes the 1-1. And a ground ball to the first baseman Dorsching. He will make the play, but up to third goes Amaral. A productive out. It goes 3 unassisted. Up to third Amaral. And here comes Bryant Betancourt, who's 0-for-3. So runner at third with one out. Now, the Grizzlies, of their 38 games that have ended in one or two run affairs, they are 24-14 in those games. which include a 5-0 record against the Storm. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off right to the left of me. That almost got in here. And the count at 0-1 to Bryant Bettencourt. Right where the netting is my view as well. So if it gets right over the netting, it could come right into this booth. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a fly ball out to right field. This should be deep enough to score Amaral. It is made by the right fielder. Here comes the throw. It is not going to happen. And Bryant Bettencourt, the RBI sack fly, 6-5 Fresno. Another productive out as Robertson made the catch, an RBI for Bettencourt. It scores Amaral, and the Grizzlies have a 6-5 lead here in the seventh. Second run comes in, a score. Two outs now for Skyler Messenger, who's 1-for-3, a double and a run. Here's the pitch, and Messenger takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. But a double from E.J. Andrews Jr., and then the RBI single for Amaral. He comes in to score after a ground out and a sack fly. The Grizzlies taking advantage now, 6-5 here in the seventh. Check swing, it's outside. The count at 1-1. Grizzlies have a couple guys warming in their pen as well. Here comes the 1-1. And that is inside. It almost hits Messenger in the count at 2-1. Jamari Baylor on deck. Two power hitters in a row against a power pitcher in Kobe Robinson, whose ERA is now shot up to 3.27. Here comes the 2-1. And that's a line drive. Fly ball to deep left field. And Murphy cannot make the play. It is down. Extra bases for Messenger. He will head to third. Here comes the throw. It is not in time. And that is a triple for Skyler Messenger. Messenger is second hit of the game. And just like that, another runner in scoring position for Fresno. This is still with two outs as Jamari Baylor will come to the plate. And Messenger, a big hit right there. Saw the pitch he wanted and he smacked it to left field. And Murphy tried making the play, came up empty. So now here's Jamari Baylor with a chance for an RBI. And the first pitch is to right field. It is playable, though, for Robertson. And he will make the catch. But the Grizzlies take a 6-5 lead thanks to E.J. Andrews Jr., a double, a Daniel Amaral RBI single, and a sack fly from Bryant Bettencourt. Time to stretch here in Lake Elsinore. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom of the seventh inning, 6-5, Fresno leads Lake Elsinore here at Lake Elsinore Diamond in Lake Elsinore, California. Bottom of the seventh as Sergio Sanchez will take over on the mound for the Grizzlies. Two innings of work for Braxton Hyde, both scoreless, as the first pitch to Linares is outside. The count at 1-0 from the hard-throwing right-hander in Sergio Sanchez. But Braxton Hyde, two innings, allowed one hit, no runs. He had one walk, and he struck out two big batters in the last inning. So Braxton Hyde right now in line for the win as the Grizzlies have a 6-5 lead. And now to Sergio Sanchez. Here comes the 1-1 from the right-hander. It's low. The count at 2 balls and a strike. Sergio Sanchez appearing in his 22nd game all out of the pen. A 1-1 record, a 3 ERA for the right-hander. And now looking for a hold. Here comes the 2-1, and that is inside. And the count now at 3-1 to Linares, who's 1-for-2. He had an RBI double back in the first inning. 3 balls, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. It's now 3-2 here in the bottom of the seventh. It's now time for scores around the California League, and let's start with the game that's already done. That's in Rancho Cucamonga, where the Quakes win 14-4 over Modesto. So a nice start for the Quakes after the All-Star break. They had 15 hits tonight. Here's the 3-2, and it's a ball out to center field. It's going to be a tough ball, and it will drop in a center field, a base hit. And Linares is on again, his second time with a hit, third time reaching base. The ball was fisted out there to center, and Boo Green couldn't make the play. 9 hits now for Lake Elsinore. And here comes the shortstop, Roseman Verdugo, who's 0-for-3. Runner at first with no one out. The winning pitcher for the Quakes was Gabe Emmett. He's 5-2. The loss to Darren Bowen, he's 1-1. Rancho scored 3 runs in the first, 3 runs in the second, 4 runs in the fifth, 3 runs in the sixth, and they added another run in the eighth for good measure as the first pitch is a called strike. The count at 0-1. A home run from Reed, his first of the game, just joining Rancho Cucamonga. That was their only home run of their 15 hits. But Luis Rodriguez, who batted fifth for them, the center fielder, was 5-for-6 with 3 RBI. And Reed, who had that home run, well, his was a 2-run shot. He had 5 RBI among his 2 hits, as we have a mound visit right now between Huff and Sanchez. The count at 0-1. On the other side, a home run for Tatum Levins, his 6th of the season. Levins also had a double, had 3 of the 4 RBI for Modesto. Milcar Perez was 2-for-4 with that other RBI. He had a double, his 20th of the season. And Modesto, 6 pitchers through tonight for them, as Rancho Cucamonga wins 14-4. Mound visit over. Here comes the 0-1 from Sanchez to Verdugo. And that is swung on and missed on a breaking ball outside, 0-2. Let's head over to Stockton and Inland Empire. They're in the bottom of the eighth, and the Ports have an 8-7 lead, but the 66ers, 2 runs in the eighth. They're trying to make a late comeback. There's been 10 hits apiece for both teams, but Stockton, a lot of offense, especially from the top of their lineup. Derek Salome, 2 hits and 2 RBI, the third baseman, as that is just high to Verdugo, the count at 1-2. Brian Buelvas also had 2 hits, 3 RBI, and 2 runs as well. Buelvas has 2 homers in the contest. Also a homer for LeBoy and Cameron Masterman, his first homer of the season. Here comes the 1-2 to Verdugo. And it's going to hit him in the helmet. That is not what Sanchez wanted, the breaking ball. Hopefully he's okay. Up to second goes Linares. And now Verdugo, who was hit by a pitch, will reach base. Runners at first and second with no one out. And now here's Wyatt Hoffman, who's 1-for-3. And a guy who can lay down a bunt. We saw it a little bit earlier. As now they're going to talk right now, and I don't know what they are discussing overall. Are they saying that Verdugo actually went around, which means it wouldn't be a hit by pitch? He would have to stay at the plate. And with the fans' response, I wonder if that's the case. And with the fans, we can hear them below as they are not happy with whatever the call is. As everyone is arguing right now on both sides, Verdugo, they're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. You can hear the fans right now, as I think they're saying that Verdugo has to come back to the plate. I wonder if he leaned into it is what they're going to say, or maybe he swung at the pitch. I'm not really sure what exactly happened there. But Verdugo will come back to the plate. So a runner at first still in Linares. And Verdugo now, the count's 2-2. There's still no outs. The fans still not happy with the call, and I don't really know exactly what the case is there. So here comes the pitch from Sanchez. And that is swung on and missed. And down on strikes goes Verdugo. A big punch out for the first out of the inning. And here comes White. Hoffman with the runner at first and one out. Back to Stockton and Inland Empire. 8-7. They're headed to the ninth inning. Inland Empire on their side. A home run from Guzman is second. Yadiel Sanchez also at his fourth of the season. Two hits for four different batters for Inland Empire, including Nelson Rada, who has a pair of RBI. And also two hits for Ronaldo Flores, their catcher. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez. That's a ball outside. The count at 1-0. So 8-7, Stockton leads Inland Empire. Finally, let's head over to San Jose, where the Giants lead the Rawhide 9-4. That is in the bottom of the eighth. Four runs in the sixth and four runs in the seventh for San Jose to take the lead. So they lead 9-4 now. They have 13 hits as well. Diego Velasquez, 3-for-5. He has a double and two RBI, three extra base hits for him over his last two games. Here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count 1-2 now to Wyatt Hoffman. 4-for-4 for Bench, the newcomer to the Giants team. He has three runs scored as well. And then, of course, two hits for Anthony Rodriguez, the third baseman. So San Jose leading Visalia. Our score here, though, it's 6-5 Fresno here in the bottom of the seventh. Here comes the 1-2, and that's outside. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And we're still a little bit confused about why Verdugo had to go back to the plate. And I wonder if they said that he maybe had swung or there was a possibility that he leaned into the pitch. As here comes the 2-2. And that is inside, ball three. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. Either way, the Grizzlies will take advantage of it here in the bottom of the seventh, leading by one. Runner at first with one out, Sergio Sanchez on the bump. Sanchez appearing in his 22nd game. Here comes the 3-2 from the right-hander. And that is a line drive, base hit to left field. Wyatt Hoffman has a couple hits. And now up to second goes Linares. And Hoffman now is second single. 10 hits now for Lake Elsinore. And here's Devin Ortiz 0-for-2 with a walk. Runners at first and second with one out. And here comes Mark Brewer, the pitching coach, for a mound visit. Sergio Sanchez, by the way, is 6 feet, 180 pounds, 22 years old, from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic, for Sanchez. While we have the mound visit, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the seventh, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So bottom of the seventh, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. So runners at first and second with one out. The mound visit is over. And Sanchez will now face Devin Ortiz, who's 0-for-2. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez, and that is low for a ball. The count at 1-0 from the right-hander Sanchez. Sanchez signed as an international and drafted free agent in 2018. Second year with the Grizzlies. As here comes the 1-0 from Sanchez. And that is outside. The count now at 2-0 as it gets away from Huff. The throw to third, and they got him by a mile. Trying to take third was Linares, and he is thrown out for the second out. What a play from Cody Huff. And Linares, not the best play right there, goes 2-5. I believe they're going to put it as a wild pitch initially as it got away from Cody Huff and Linares trying to take the bases thrown out. So two outs now, runner at first, and a big out indeed as two big mistakes this inning now for Lake Elsinore. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. A count now at 2-1. Here in the bottom of the seventh, stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's insane game and what to expect for tomorrow for Saturday Night Baseball here in Lake Elsinore. The Grizzlies and Storm will continue their three-game series. Here comes the 2-1, and that is inside. The count now 3-1 as Kai Murphy is on deck. And if you're Sanchez, you want to get out of this inning without having to face the top of the lineup for the Storm until the next half inning. Here comes the 3-1. And that is fouled off. And the count now full 3-2. As the Grizzlies trying for another comeback win tonight. 2 runs in the seventh. They've scored 76 runs now in the seventh inning. 37% of their runs in innings 7 through 9. Here comes the 3-2. Long pause there from Sanchez. Here comes the pitch with the runner going, and it is swung on, foul tipped into the glove of Huff, and Sanchez with a big strikeout to end the inning. We head to the eighth. The Grizzlies looking for some insurance runs. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's thorough good. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore, California, here at Lake Elsinore Diamond. We are in the top of the eighth inning, 6-5. Fresno leads Lake Elsinore as Ruben Galindo will take over on the bump for the Storm. As Andy Perez will stride to the plate, Perez 0-2, a walk and a run in tonight's contest. As the Grizzlies lead 6-5. Looking to add on more insurance runs as we have a pitch clock violation on Andy Perez. The count at 0-1. So Ruben Galindo, 6'1", 175 pounds. Now the count 0-1 here to Andy Perez. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed, and quickly 0-2. So final line for Kobe Robinson in his inning of work. Allowed 3 hits, 2 runs both earned, no walks, and no strikeouts. And then Matos, of course, after Robinson came in, 2 innings of work, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, no Ks. So now Galindo, the count 0-2 to Andy Perez. Here comes the pitch, and that is a little chopper right behind the mound. And it's going to be a tough play for the shortstop, and Verdugo, the bare hand, and Perez is there. That should be a single for Perez as he beats out the slow chopper to short. And for Fresno, that is their 10th hit of the game. And now Jesus Bouguerin will come up, who's 2-for-3. A home run back in the second inning. And the Grizzlies looking to add on more runs here in this contest as they lead 6-5 here in the eighth. Against Ruben Galindo, as we said, Galindo is 6'1", 175 pounds. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Galindo's from San Juan de Aruba, Colombia. Signed as a free agent in 2019, an international free agent in 2019. Played in Fort Wayne this season. Here comes the 0-1. There goes Perez. The ball is lifted foul, and the count is now at no balls and two strikes as there's action down in Fresno's pen. Counted 0-2 now to Bouguereen, though. As the Grizzlies trying to maintain their lead here. They lead 6-5 here in the eighth. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Bouguereen. And a check instead on Perez, and he's back safely. That was close. Perez, the outstretched hand getting in there. Remains at no balls and two strikes. So no balls, two strikes. Here comes another pitch to Bouguereen. And that is in the dirt. And there goes Perez for second. And there will be no throw as Perez will get in there. It will be a wild pitch that allows Perez to get to second as that ball was in the dirt. So runner at second now, still no outs. And the count 1-2 to Jesus Bouguereen, who didn't chase after that pitch down in the zone. He's 2-for-3 looking to add on more here. Bouguereen, a plethora of RBIs over the past couple of weeks, is now a mound visit here. Jesus Bouguereen, as we have a mound visit right here, had 25 RBI in 13 games from June 23rd to July 8th. Now, if you take in count what he's done tonight so far with an RBI as well, he's got 14 over his last 27 games. A lot of multi-RBI games, a lot of multi-hit games for Bouguereen, who continues to swing at a lot of pitches, but has been more patient into driving the pitches that are in the zone. We'll see if we'll have one out of the zone here. Here comes the 1-2 to Bouguereen, and that is lifted foul, and we'll do it again with the same count. One ball and two strikes. Grizzlies return home on Tuesday for a six-game series, then on the road again to face Inland Empire for six games right back here in the South Division. Here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed, and Bouguereen down on strikes. Bouguereen is the first strikeout victim of Galindo, sixth overall now for Lake Elsinore pitching. One out, runner at second, and here's Cody Huff, who's 0-for-3, an RBI groundout back in the fourth inning. But the Grizzlies, after winning on Sunday on July 9th, beating San Jose back-to-back shutout wins, 8-0-1-0, the Grizzlies have won 26 of their last 32 and are 8-1 in July as the first pitch is a called strike to Huff, the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies have 5 shutout wins this year and 2 over their past couple of games. They had 18 straight scoreless innings. They've won 5 out of 6 of their past 3 series and 4 of their last 5. As a check on Perez, they got him! He is out at second base! Perez was way off the bag and he is thrown out. Good pickoff. It goes 2-6, I believe, on the pickoff. 2 outs now for Cody Huff. The count at 0-1. But if the Grizzlies, if you go back to what they've done over their past couple of series that started against the Storm, they have won 5 out of 6 games in 4 of their 5 series. Their other one, they took 4 out of 6. As that's a ground ball and a base hit to left field. And if Perez wasn't picked off, he probably scores there. But it's a 2-out single for Cody Huff, who's now 1-for-4. So Huff, the second hit of the inning. 11 hits now for Fresno. And up steps E.J. Andrews Jr., who's 2-for-3. A double, an RBI, and a run scored for Andrews Jr. And he would love to extend this lead right here with one swing of the bat. With 2 outs here in the 8th inning. Now the Grizzlies, they've trusted their bullpen. They'll help that their bullpen can help out the final 2 innings, as that's a strike to Andrews Jr., the count at 0-1. Their bullpen a little bit depleted, about 9 pitchers now in their bullpen. And they've already thrown 2 of them so far, so 7 guys left in that pen. which include closer Zach Agnos, who has 15 saves on the season. Count is 0-1 to Andrews Jr. The runner at first is Cody Huff. Here comes the pitch to the former Fresno State Bulldog. And that is high, and the count at 1-1 to Andrews Jr. Now, speaking of Fresno State and the Bulldogs, well, Andrews Jr. was a draft pick. Cody Huff was a draft pick. Well, the MLB draft just ended just a couple days ago, and the Grizzlies look to add a couple guys that were drafted by the Rockies later this season. Here comes the 1-1. That is fouled off. The count now at 1-2. The Rockies, their first-round selection was Dahlander, a right-handed pitcher from Tennessee. They also drafted a left-hander, Sean Sullivan, from Wake Forest. And then they went infield with Cole Kerrig from San Diego State, who also does a little bit of catching and plays a little bit of outfield as well. Here comes the 1-2 to Andrews Jr. It's high. They counted 2-2. They also signed a plethora of pitchers, a lot from the Tennessee college route. And they also got a very good pitcher in Kay Denton from Oral Roberts. Here comes the 2-2 to Andrews Jr. And that is inside. The count now full, 3-2. And Cody Huff will take off on the pitch. But expect the Grizzlies, who right now have a roster of 27, to add a couple of those draft picks to their squad over the next month and a half and help them for their postseason runs. The Grizzlies trying to get back to the postseason. Here's the pitch, and it's a broken bat and a ground ball to the third baseman. The throw is high, but Dorsching will stay on the bag to end the inning. Andrews Jr. breaks his bat, and it doesn't matter as they come up empty. We head to the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies still lead by one. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore, California at Lake Elsinore Diamond as the Grizzlies lead the Storm 6-5 here in the bottom of the eighth. Carson Skipper will take over on the mound for Fresno, their only lefty in their bullpen. Sergio Sanchez is one inning, two hits, no runs, no walks, two strikeouts for Sanchez. And now to Carson Skipper, the left-hander, wears the number 32 on the back of his gray jersey. Skipper will take on the top of the Storm lineup by Kai Murphy, who is 1-for-4 with a run scored. Here comes the pitch to Murphy, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1 from Skipper, who is appearing in his 25th game all out of the bullpen. An 0-2 record, a 3.86 ERA. Here's the 0-1, swung on and missed quickly. 0-2, good pitch there from the southpaw in Skipper, who is 6'2", 211 pounds, 23 years old from Birmingham, Alabama. Drafted out of Auburn in the 11th round in 2022. Here's the 0-2, and it is swung on and missed, and it's caught by Huff for the out. First strikeout for Skipper as Murphy down on strikes. For Fresno pitching, that is their eighth strikeout. And with one away, here comes Tyler Robertson, 1-for-3 with a run scored. He's also walked as well. And there's back-to-back lefties after Robertson, so Skipper, we'll see how many batters he goes. Here's the pitch, and that is inside. The count at 1-0 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Get ready for an electrifying experience at Shochansi Gold's 2023 Sounds of Summer Concert Series. On July 29th, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Bad All Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. Secure your tickets now. Go to ChuckChanseyGold.com. You must be 21. Chuckchansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. Ground ball to the shortstop, Jorge. The throw to first in time. And Robertson is retired. It goes 6-3. Two outs now. And here comes Samuel Zavala, 1-for-3 with a single. Again, Chuckchansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. On July 29th, which is coming up in about 2 weeks, George Thorogood and the Destroyers Battle Over the World Tour, 50 Years of Rock, will be performing. We thank Chuckchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch is a called strike to Zavala. The count at 0-1. Good breaking ball from Carson Skipper. Here comes the 0-1. It's outside. The count now at 1-1. Skipper, 5 pitches, a fastball, curveball, slider, cutter, and a split. But he mainly throws 4 of those pitches. Here's the 0-1, and that is outside. The count at 2-1. It's actually 1-1. Now it's 2-1. So 2-1 here to Zavala. But a guy who has a plethora of pitches in his repertoire, here's the pitch, and it is fouled off. The count now at 2-2. And Skipper this year in 30 innings has 7 holds. He has finished 6 games. He's only walked 3 batters and has struck out 41. Looking for a strikeout right here of Zavala. 2-2. Here comes the pitch. And it is called strike 3, a 1-2-3 inning with 2 strikeouts for Skipper. We head to the top of the ninth. The Grizzlies looking to add on more runs. We'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuckchansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50 available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore Diamond here in Lake Elsinore, California. Top of the ninth inning, 6-5. Fresno leads Lake Elsinore as we'll have a new pitcher for the Storm against Daniel Amaral here in the ninth. And it's the right-handed pitcher, number 23 for Lake Elsinore. It is Cole Paplum, P-A-P-L-H-A-M. So Paplum will take over. P-A-P-L-H-A-M is the first pitch to Amaral is inside. The count at 1-0. Amaral 2-for-3, an RBI single back in the seventh inning. Here comes the 1-0 to Amaral. And that's a fly ball out to right field. Racing back is Robertson. He's near the wall and will make the catch for the out. Amaral retired. He's now 2-for-4. As up steps Dion Jorge, who's 1-for-4 tonight with a single. So again, Paplum is pitching. P-A-P-P-A-P-L-H-A-M. Cole Paplum. As the first pitch is a called strike to Jorge, the count at 0-1. So now the fourth pitcher out of the pen, fifth pitcher overall for the Storm. As there is action also in Fresno's pen. Here comes the 0-1 to Dion Jorge, who's 1-for-4, batting .333 on the season now. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike. Quickly, 0-2. Paplum is 6'3", 215 pounds from Wisconsin. Signed as a free agent in 2022 by the Padres. Here comes the pitch, and that is swung on and foul tipped at the plate. And the count remains at 0-2. Paplum was not with Lick Elsinore the last time these two teams clashed at Trichancy Park. But now gets the ball here in the ninth inning, trailing by one. Here comes the 0-2, and Jorge fouls it off. And we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow for Game 2 of 3. As another game is finished here in the California League. As San Jose beats Visalia 10-4 tonight. Here's the 0-2, and that is a ground ball. Base hit up the middle. Jorge now 2-for-5 with that single, a one-out hit. And Fresno has now had a hit in four straight innings. They have 12 hits, and here comes Bryant Betancourt, who doesn't have any yet, 0-for-3, but the go-ahead RBI, a sack fly back in the seventh inning. And Betancourt right now, with one swing of the bat, could make this a three-run lead for Fresno. There goes Jorge for second. The pitch is low. The throw to second is offline, and he is safe. Jorge's in there with a stolen base, his fifth of the season. So now runner at second with one out. And now Betancourt, and now they are going to argue. I don't know what Steve Solis is arguing right now with Tim Barreras. Did they say that Jorge was out? There's no way they said he was out at second. I think that's what Steve Solis is arguing right now with Tim Barreras. And if Steve Solis is not careful, he may get thrown out right here. A heated discussion. The tag was behind because the ball was thrown towards the first base side. And Jorge is still at second base, and I wonder what they were discussing right there. I don't know why Steve Solis was arguing in that situation. Jorge's still at second. All right, runner at second with one out. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside. 2-0 to Betancourt. So Jorge now 5 stolen bases since he has joined Fresno. And he's only been here for about 8 games or so. Here comes the 2-0. And that is going to get away. It's now 3-0. Jorge up to third. He will stop there on the wild pitch. And now the Grizzlies have a chance to add on another run with a runner at third and only one out. It's 3-0 for the count. There's a couple fans here in Lick Elsinore not happy with the Grizzlies for some reason. The Grizzlies just playing Fresno baseball right now as the infield comes in here. Here comes the 3-0 to Bryant Betancourt. And that is outside, ball four, and Betancourt draws the walk. So Betancourt reaches base. That is the second walk by Lick Elsinore pitching. Runners now at the corners with one out. And here comes Skylar Messenger. And now we'll have a pinch runner. Parker Kelly will pinch run for Bryant Betancourt over at first base. So a pinch runner, and probably staying in the game defensively, will be Parker Kelly. So Parker Kelly will pinch run here for Bryant Betancourt at first base. So make sure you put that in your scorebook. So Kelly, the pinch runner, runners at first and third with one out. Now Skylar Messenger, who has two legs of the cycle, a double and a triple, 2 for 4 tonight with a run scored. And Messenger, who has 9 homers, could really change things here. Here's the pitch, and that is a line drive caught by the second baseman, and Hoffman, the ball gets away. This will score a run. Up to second goes Kelly. In to score is Jorge, and just like that, it's 7-5. A lot going on. It's L4, the second baseman Hoffman making the play. He tried throwing the ball back to first to double up Kelly, but Kelly just got in the way of the throw, and the ball gets away on the throw, so it goes an error on the throw, E4, up to second. Kelly, the run comes in. Jorge scores, and now there's two outs for Jamari Baylor with a runner at second, and Baylor fouls it off to count it 0-1. So I believe that will be an error. It does score a run. It's now 7-5 Fresno here in the ninth. There are two outs still. A runner at second for Baylor's 0-for-3 of the hit by pitch and a run. And that pitch goes to the backstop. Up to third goes Kelly. So now runner at third with two outs. And the Grizzlies looking to add on another run. By the way, Inland Empire just beat Stockton 9-8. The 66ers scoring 2 runs in the ninth inning. They scored 4 runs over their final 2 frames. And the Ports had the bases loaded in the ninth and could not score. So Inland Empire wins 9-8 in Stockton as that pitch is high. 2-1 now to Jamari Baylor. So Inland Empire winning, San Jose winning, Rancho Cucamonga winning. So a win by the Grizzlies tonight, and they could have a 7-game lead here in the second half. Here comes the 2-1 to Baylor, and he swings and misses. It's now 2-2. Good pitch right there from Paplum. Runner at third with 2 outs. The count is 2-2 here to Jamari Baylor. Here comes the pitch to Baylor, and that is flown foul. Baylor had the lone run on a home run on Sunday against San Jose. Baylor this season's had a great year since joining Fresno. Traded from the Phillies over to the Rockies. A former third-round draft pick out of high school from the Phillies. Here comes the 2-2. And that is high, ball 3. And the count now full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. By the way, it was a throwing error for Wyatt Hoffman officially. So now 2 errors for both teams tonight. 22 total hits. Scores a run as well. Here comes the 3-2 to Baylor, and that is fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. 3 balls and 2 strikes, but Fresno now leads 7-5 here in the ninth inning. They have scored 3 runs in their final 3 innings tonight. Here in the top of the ninth. Here comes the 3-2 to Jamari Baylor. And that is up the middle, and we'll get through a base hit, an RBI single. That scores Parker Kelly, 8-5 Grizzlies. Jamari Baylor's first hit of the night nets a run. An RBI single scores Parker Kelly, who got all the way around after pinch running for Bryant Betancourt. So second hit of the inning, another run. Now a runner at first with 2 outs for Andy Perez. And now a mound visit here as a left-hander starts to loosen down in the storm pen by the pitching coach in Thomas Eshelman, a former great pitcher in himself, a couple different teams throughout his career, including the Orioles and the Phillies. But the Grizzlies now lead 8-5 here in the ninth inning. Stay tuned for the post-game show as well. Give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest. Here on July 14th, as the Grizzlies trying to add more runs here in the ninth inning, they have scored 4 runs in their last 3 innings. They have taken the lead and looking for another win. They're looking to go 14-2 here in the second half. This team, unbelievable. Here's the pitch, and that will get away from the catcher. Up to second goes Baylor. A wild pitch. It might be a pass ball possibly to Linares. So runner at second now with 2 outs. And this game has gone out of hand for the Storm. And if they were the Grizzlies, just finish it out in the ninth. So runner at second now with two outs. Perez, who is 1-for-3, looking to add on Baylor. Here comes the 1-0, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies now lead by 3 runs here, as we have almost reached 10 p.m. tonight. First pitch at 7:19. Here comes the 1-1 to Perez, and that is outside. The count at 2-0. We have almost reached 3 hours here tonight. 25 minutes away from that one. It is a pass ball, by the way, ruled for Baylor getting to second. Here's the pitch, and that is a line drive, base hit to left field. That gets down. Baylor rounds third. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's offline. Perez up to second. He is there sliding. It's 9-5 Grizzlies. A 3-run top of the ninth. Insurance runs coming in for Fresno. Andy Perez, the RBI single. That scores Jamari Baylor from second. He takes second on the throw in from the outfielder. So another hit, another run for Fresno. And here comes Pozo, the bench coach, to take out his arm in Paplum. Another run comes in, and we will go to the pen. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. 9-5 Grizzlies here in the ninth.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore here in Lake Elsinore, California. Here comes the first pitch from Andrew Vail. That is low to Jesus Bugarin. The count at 1-0. We're still in the top of the ninth here at Lake Elsinore Diamond in Lake Elsinore, California. Grizzlies lead the Storm 9-5. As here comes the 1-0 to Bugarin. Outside, the count at 2-0. Bugarin is 2-for-4, a home run back in the second inning. The Grizzlies have scored 3 runs on 3 hits in an air here in the ninth. They lead 9-5 now. Now Andrew Vail, the left-hander, on the bump. Here's the 2-0, and Bugarin swing and a miss. It's now 2-1. Andrew Vail is 6'1", 185 pounds, a 20th rounder by the Padres in 2022. He is from New Jersey. Here comes the 2-1 from Vail. And that is a fly ball to deep center field, racing back at the wall, and it is caught on the wall by the center fielder Zavala to end the inning. We've seen a lot of great defensive plays from him, but the Grizzlies scored 3 runs thanks to 3 singles a big one from Andy Perez and Jamari Baylor. The Grizzlies three outs away from another win. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore Diamond here in Lake Elsinore, California. Bottom of the ninth inning, 9-5, Fresno leads Lake Elsinore. The Grizzlies looking for their third straight win, their fourth straight road win, and to improve to 27-6 over their last 33 games. As right now we're waiting for the pitch clock to get to 20 seconds, a new rule installed a couple weeks ago by the Umpire Association of Major League and Minor League Baseball. As Carson Skipper will stay on the bump, he'll take on Ethan Salas, who's 2-for-4. The first pitch is inside. The count at 1-0 to Salas. Salas, a single and a run in the first, and an RBI single in the fourth. Here's the 1-0, and that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. As Parker Kelly will stay in the game as the first baseman for Fresno. 1-1. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and foul tip. The count at 1-2. As the Grizzlies, big insurance runs in the ninth. They lead 9-5 now. But still need to get three big outs against a very tough part of the Storm lineup. 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Skipper. And that's a high foul ball. We'll do it again at 1-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled into the netting. The count remains at 1-2. It's Carson Skipper trying to end this game. Already a clean inning of work for the left-hander. Here comes the 1-2, and that is inside. The count now at 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, no outs here in the ninth. Here comes the pitch. And that is outside. Ball 3. Good close pitch right there to Salas. Count now full. Here comes the 3-2. And that is a fly ball out to left field. Racing back there at the walls. Amaral, he leaps. And did he catch it? No way he did. Oh my goodness! What a play! Daniel Amaral at the wall! First out of the inning! There is no way he just caught that ball! Well, SportsCenter, you might have your number one play tonight in Lake Elsinore. What a play! For the first out of the inning, and here comes Griffin Dorsching. Here's the pitch, and it's high. The count at 1-0. Oh, man. Amaral, no way he made that play at the wall. The bullpen all celebrating in unison. So one ball, no strikes now to Dorsching. Here's the pitch. And that's a called strike. The count at 1-1. Here comes the next pitch to Dorsching, and that is in there for a strike. The count at 1-2. Dorsching, 1-for-2 tonight. He has walked twice. He also has a 2-RBI double and 2 runs scored. His 2-RBI double, that was back in the first inning. Here's the 1-2. That is low. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Skipper, looks like it's going to be his final inning so far. No one getting loose down in the Fresno pen as they lead by 4. Here comes the 2-2, and that's a line drive and past the third baseman Messenger, a base hit. Dorsching has had himself a game, reaching base 4 times, 2 hits as well. This game's not over just yet, as Lake Elsinore now has their 11th hit of the game. Runner at first with 1 out, and Oswaldo Lenar is coming to the plate, 2-for-3. He has reached base 3 times, an RBI double back in the first inning. He also has a single and a walk. Here comes the pitch, and that is just inside. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies trying to improve to 10-8 while wearing the gray uniforms. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Started with Caleb Franzen, the 22-year-old. Here comes the 1-1, and that is low. The count at 2-1. He worked 4 innings. Allowed just 2 earned runs among the 5 he earned. And then Braxton Hyde, Sergio Sanchez, now Carson Skipper trying to finish this game out. Here's the 2-1, and that goes foul. And the count now at 2-2. As the Grizzlies storm back right now, trying to win this game. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Skipper looking for the punch out. Here comes the pitch. And that is high, ball 3. The count now full. And Skipper only has 3 walks. You expect to pitch now in the zone with Roseman Verdugo on deck. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. And that is fouled off. Good pitch right there, Skipper. Right at him. To Oswaldo Linares, who's batting .233 with no homers this year. A .687 OPS since joining Lake Elsinore. Linares is from Venezuela. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. And Skipper, a big second out. His 3rd strikeout of the game. So 2 away now on the 3rd strikeout from Carson Skipper. So 2 outs, and here's Roseman Verdugo with a runner at first. Verdugo is 0-for-4. Had a very unfortunate, he was hit by a pitch and initially had to stay at the plate as he went into his, that ball's line to left field, foul. The count at 0-1. And he ended up striking out to become the first out back in the 7th inning. And it was a huge turning point in this game because the Grizzlies would go on and score 3 runs in the 9th inning. And at that point, Lake Elsinore had a chance to score a couple. As that's a called strike, 0-2. And the Grizzlies a strike away from winning tonight's game. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner at first. Here comes the pitch from Skipper. And it is fouled off by Verdugo as he stays alive here. Verdugo batting .236 with 2 homers. Known for his defense, though. Seen a lot of good plays from Verdugo. He's from Mexico. Ensenada, Mexico, to be exact. Here comes the pitch. And that line drive out to left center field. Amaral's probably not going to catch this. This will hit up against the wall. Extra bases for Verdugo. Rounding 3rd. And that will score Dorsching. It is now 9-6. This game is not over yet. Dorsching's 3rd run of the game. He was hustling around the bases there on the RBI double from Verdugo. So Verdugo's 1st hit of the evening. 2nd hit of the frame and a run as well. And Steve Solis will go to the pen. That will do it for Carson Skipper with 1 out here in the 9th inning to go. They will go to the pen. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the ninth inning, 9-6, the Grizzlies lead the Storm. Two outs with a runner at second, and Zach Agnew's coming out for one out against Wyatt Hoffman, who's 2-for-4 with a pair of singles and a very dangerous hitter in Hoffman. And Zach Agnew just needs one out from the right-hander. The 10th round draft pick out of East Carolina, 15 saves on the season, leads the California League. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And that is outside. The count at 1-0. Agnew with his 15 saves put him in the franchise's top 10 in single season saves. Next up is Manny Ibar for ninth all time, who had 17 saves in 2003. Here comes the 1-0. And that is a called strike. And the count at 1-1. Good fastball there from Agnew. He is 6 feet, 210 pounds, 22 years old from Haymarket, Virginia. Agnew appearing in his 29th game, 2-2, a 3.16 ERA. Here's the 1-1, and that is just high. And the count now 2-1. 15 saves and 17 chances. Two holds for him. He's on 31 1/3 innings. Here's the 2-1. And that's a line drive, and there's Messenger! A one bouncer after the line drive. That will end it! It was a line drive in the last second, hit the ground, and Messenger, who dove, made the play at third. The throw to Kelly in time, and Agnew picks it up, and the Grizzlies win 9-6 tonight. A comeback win for Fresno. They improve to 14-2 in the second half. They have won 17 of their last 20 games. They are 27-6 in their last 33 contest. Your Grizzlies win 9-6 tonight. We'll be back with the final score right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.
the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Lake Elsinore Diamond here in Lake Elsinore, California, for the post-game show, a wrap-up of tonight's contest as your Fresno Grizzlies come out of the All-Star break, and they get a big win against the Storm, a final of 9-6. Your Fresno Grizzlies are now 50-32 on the season, 14-2 in the second half. 50 wins, the Grizzlies have reached the benchmark at 50. The Grizzlies are now 17-3 over their last 20 games. They are 27-6 in their last 33. Fresno wins tonight, while Lake Elsinore losing 9-6, they dropped to 38-41 overall. They are 7-9 in the second half. Let's go through the final lines for tonight for Fresno. 9 runs on 14 hits and 2 errors. They left 6 on base. For Lake Elsinore, 6 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors. They left 11 on base. The winning pitcher, Braxton Hyde, 3-1. The loss to Kobe Robinson, he's 6-2. The save to Zach Agnos is 16th. He is one away now from 9th all-time in single-season Grizzlies saves. Time of the game tonight, 2 hours and 52 minutes, which means the Grizzlies improved to 17-4 this season when a game lasts 2 hours and 40 minutes or more in front of a paid crowd of 1,492. The Grizzlies, a big win tonight. Let's go through the final lines. Let's start with the scoring plays where the Storm roared out to a 3-0 lead. Griffin Dorsching, a 2-RBI double, and then Oswaldo Linares scoring Dorsching on an RBI double. But the Grizzlies scored a run in the second thanks to a Jesus Bugarin homer. His solo shot was his 8th of the season. The Grizzlies, though, gave up a wild pitch, making it 4-1 at that point, Lake Elsinore. In the top of the 4th, the Grizzlies tie the game up at 4, though. An RBI groundout from Cody Huff, and then a 2-RBI single for E.J. Andrews Jr. Actually, it was a RBI groundout for Huff that scored 2 runs, including a throwing error, and then the RBI single from Andrews Jr. scoring Andy Perez made it 4-4. In the bottom of the 4th, Ethan Salas on a sharp single to the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt scored another run and made it 5-4 at that point. Lake Elsinore had the lead 5-4 after 4 innings. But in the 7th, the Grizzlies, the comeback clause, were out once again. The Grizzlies and the comeback clause is something that we've talked about all season. In innings 7 through 9, they have scored 37% of their runs. Well, the Grizzlies, again, using the 7th inning to their advantage. Fresno, in that 7th inning, scored 2 runs, taking a 6-5 lead in that 7th inning. That gave them, this year, we have now 15 comeback wins in the seventh inning or later. It was a Daniel Amaral RBI single that scored E.J. Andrews Jr. Then Brian Bencourt, the sacrifice fly, scored Amaral, making it 6-5. And then the Grizzlies in the ninth inning expanding their lead to 9-5. Skylar Messenger lined out, but an error allowed Deon Jorge to score. Jamari Baylor, an RBI single. Andy Perez, an RBI single, made it 9-5 at that point. Roseman Verdugo added an RBI double in the bottom of the ninth, but it was too little, too late for the Storm as the Grizzlies win 9-6 tonight. Fresno continues to win, as we said, have won 27 of their past 33 games and now hold a 7-game lead in the second half over Stockton, 8 games over Modesto, and 8 games over San Jose. So, or actually 9 games over San Jose. So the Grizzlies continue to win. A big game for Fresno as well. That was the scoring plays. If you go through the box score for the Grizzlies, 2 hits for Jorge, 2 hits for Messenger, 2 hits for Andy Perez, 2 hits for Boo Green, 2 hits for E.J. Andrews Jr., and 2 hits for Daniel Amaral. 6 starters had multi-hit games, and RBI for 7 different players tonight for Fresno. Actually, 8 different players for Fresno tonight had at least 1 RBI, and then runs, 2 runs for Jamari Baylor, and almost every starter had a run as well for the Grizzlies. So again, the offense doing a little bit of everything. Boo Green, a home run. Messenger had a triple and a double. Andrews Jr., a double as well. For pitching-wise for Fresno, 4 innings of work for Caleb Franzen. He allowed 5 runs, but only 2 of them earned. All 3 of that first inning runs were unearned. He allowed 7 hits, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts for Franzen. Wasn't his best outing, but the bullpen kept the team in it. Braxton Hyde picking up the win after 2 scoreless innings. 2 big strikeouts, something that we'll have to go back to in that 6th inning of Salas and of Dorshing. They left runners at 2nd and 3rd with just 1 out. Sergio Sanchez had a clean inning of work. Carson Skipper allowed a run over an inning and 2/3, but he did strike out 3 batters. And Zach Agnos picks up the save after 1/3 of an inning, getting White Hoffman on a sharp ground ball 2/3. For Lake Elsinore, a multi-hit game for 4 of their batters, and Ethan Salas, Griffin Dorshing, and Oswaldo Linares, and then White Hoffman. 2 RBI and 3 runs for Griffin Dorshing. RBI as well for Salas, Linares, and Verdugo. A couple doubles for the Storm, Dorshing, Linares, and Verdugo as well. For Lake Elsinore pitching, Henry Williams had a good start to the game, but allowed 4 runs over 4 innings of work. He struck out 5. And then Dwayne Matos had 2 clean innings before Kobe Robinson allowed 3 hits and 2 runs in his inning of work. Ruben Galindo had a clean inning of work. And then Cole Paplum allowed 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning. 2 of those runs were earned of the 3 he allowed. Andrew Vail, 1/3 of an inning for the Storm. That will wrap it up for tonight's game. And then for tomorrow, the Grizzlies and the Storm back at it for Game 2 of 3. A 5:15 p.m. first pitch for Game 2 of 3. Left-hander Albert Pacheco gets the ball for Fresno. A 3-1 record, a 4.73 ERA, while the Storm will go to the right-hander Miguel Mendez, a 1-2 record, a 7.98 ERA. Pair of hard-throwing young Latin players in Pacheco and Mendez. Should be a great game for tomorrow for Game 2 of 3, and that will do it for tomorrow's game. And then Sunday, we'll wrap up the series at 1:15 p.m., Gabriel Barbosa for Fresno and Wilton Castillo for Lake Elsinore, a battle of right-handers. So tomorrow and then Sunday to wrap up this 3-game series. The Grizzlies, a game away from winning another series. Fresno continues to win on the right track. Well, that will wrap it up tonight. Our final score, the Grizzlies 9, the Storm 6, a comeback Bears win tonight. Your Grizzlies now 15 comeback wins in the 7th inning or later. The comeback claws are for real. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app. My name is Steven Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Friday, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
It's the Chuck Chansey Sounds of Summer Concert Series. When he's good, he's Thorogood. When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad All Over the World Tour. 50 years of rock. Saturday, July 29th, Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. Reserve seats $40 to $50. Available at ChuckChanseyGold.com or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Must be 21.